Hey, what's poppin'? It's another week. Welcome to the working week in the Deals in the D.com studios with the Drew and Mike show. Did we open with Snoop? No?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh. So we're not opening with Snoop.
I guess not.
That did not happen. All right. Snoop was doing play-by-play for hockey, which is...
For the Kings, yeah.
That's pretty weird.
I will say he livened up the booth.
Well, the little snippet I heard, it sounded pretty good. I would probably listen to that hockey game.
He was into the game. I don't think he knows much about it, which is fine. That's okay.
Well, that's sort of the layman's view of the sport. Maybe, for the average Joe watching instead of the intense hockey fan, it might be entertaining. Probably entertaining to the hockey fans, too. Because it's Snoop!
It's like when they added Dennis Miller to the Monday Night Football booth.
I think Snoop would be better than Dennis Miller. Run the weave, run the weave. Come on now.
Hands up. Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now.
Fired on Cuz.
Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go.
Get it cracking. Oh, it's a fight. That's right.
Let me see some.
Yeah, third person.
Get him, Dion. Get him, Dion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Go get him.
Here we go.
Go get him. Hey, was that Doty?
Oh, yeah.
Doty, Doty, Doty. That's my dog. Find it. You got to. Oh, come on, nephew.
Good stuff.
Good looking out. I'll see y'all at Sports Center tonight.
You right. Got it, man.
Bless y'all.
You
thank
it,
you.
Snoop Dogg in the house.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty hilarious.
Oh, that's fun. It's different. I don't know,
boy.
I don't know if the tried and true, the old timers like. I was listening to Paul Woods the other day on the way home, listening to the Wings.
Yeah.
He was bitching about Gritty.
Oh, man.
What?
It's like, I don't go for any of that. The new mascot for the Flyers.
Whatever.
Ken Kelsey.
I don't even know what Gritty looks like, so.
Oh, Gritty's he might be the best new mascot.
Right here.
He looks like a fucking psycho.
Yeah, he looks kind of like Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Isn't that the perfect mascot for the Flyers? But Paul Woods wanted none of it.
Really?
He doesn't care about any of that.
Well, he just doesn't. Is he anti-mascot?
Oh, yeah, entirely.
Oh, okay.
Entirely. And I was thinking about it, I'm like, that's probably a Mickey. Mickey wouldn't care about that stuff either. Mickey would say, if the kids like it, that's good.
Yeah, Mickey probably wouldn't. I don't think Mickey would be anti-mascot. Yeah, I don't want to speak for Mickey Redman on this subject. It's very controversial. But I have a feeling, you're right. If he thought the fans liked it,
then
Mickey's all about people having fun at the rink and enjoying hockey. Nobody loves hockey more than Mickey, and whatever it takes to make people love hockey, I think he's for it.
It was enough for me to keep listening to Paul Woods' rant about Gritty.
Meanwhile, the Chargers just wiped out. Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And the Patriots did not seem to miss Lions coach Matt Patricia because their defense was really good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is about that team and how they can just turn it on like that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, actually.
You can say it's all Belichick, but why is none of that transferable when his assistants leave? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't think generally... I think that's guys like Bill Belichick probably they have assistants who would be good head coaches and they have assistants who would be not so good head coaches. It's the other people on side who are going, oh, give me some of the sauce. And it's a roll of the dice. You don't know. They're not a head coach. But they haven't been one.
But it's never worked. You'd think that they would have taken something away where one of them would work.
I don't know.
It is really interesting, though, like everyone talking about how that team's done. It's washed up. They're not going to do anything in the playoffs. And here's their one game, and they just dominate so far. Now they could lose next week, but
they won 11 games. I mean, it wasn't a great year for them, but they still won 11 games.
They won 11 games, and everyone's talking about it's over. You just can't count that team out.
Not yet. They looked pretty darn good today in the biggest game of the year.
Chiefs and Pats, that'll be...
I love that matchup. In Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There'll be more snow.
And then the Cowboys yesterday lose to the Rams. And the first game, the Chiefs and Indy. I'm disappointed because I want to see Ursay pop off after the game.
That was a boring game.
I had a conversation about Jim Ursay today with a friend who lived...
Guys!
Who shall not be named, who lived across the street from Jim. He's the one who fell asleep in the fetal position next to the oven as the pizza was cooking.
Uh-oh.
And he was confronted by Bob Ursay, like, hours later.
Yikes.
Pig snop.
had to take the walk of shame home, and he was banned from Ursay residence for a month, which is a huge ban.
Was there a circle slash at Audrey's post?
He said Audrey and Das were piling on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a smart move. Audrey's got to keep his job.
Well,
I don't know where this guy came from.
I think Audrey had to clean the oven, so I think Jim was supposed to clean the oven, as I remember. Because the pizza burned for like 2 hours.
Was your friend on pizza watch and just passed out?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I kind of agree. I don't know about a permanent ban, but at least a probation from there.
Oh, pizza.
I thought a month ban was pretty harsh. I mean,
a month?
Probably 15 at the time.
He fell asleep on pizza duty.
Yeah, a month ban? I mean, they have a pool. They had a full court basketball. Oh, the junk shop had everything.
You're so spoiled, man.
The late night action partyables, the universal weight set in the basement.
The LNA partyables?
Late night action?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Food.
There's a lot going on in that. I mean, getting banned from the Ursay house was huge.
Hey, you got to send a message. You don't ban that guy, then the next guy on lobster duty is not going to be paying attention.
I know. Stories are ridiculous.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
That's
great.
Hey, going back to football for a second, Rick Forzano died, who mm-hmm. coached the Lions in their last season at Tiger Stadium and their first in the Silverdome. Mm. There was his only 2 years, and he was 15-17, which I consider that a successful Lions coach.
Yeah. They gave him a kind of a tiny eulogy during the game because he worked with Belichick. Remember Belichick's first job?
Yeah, he was the first guy to hire Belichick.
Yeah. What a genius. Rick Forzano. He's a genius.
Clearly gone too soon.
How old
Shiny
is he?
And sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
He was only 90, so he will be missed. And
what did he die of? This is not to set anything up. I'm actually wondering.
I think he died because he was 90.
Oh, okay.
That's my that's my take on it.
Who's got it?
Yeah. What do I care? Oh, what am I talking about?
You know, actually, now that I heard part of that drop was he may have been driving, which is tragic.
Hold on your dick!
I don't know. He might have been weakened. Might have been weakened by some weight loss caused by something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Those addictions are terrible.
Yeah, that's the problem with the Forzano. I'm not sure what happened there.
It's irresponsible.
We're still looking into it. So our friends at Zot, Ford, and DealsInTheD.com, they want to thank you, wish all of you a happy and prosperous new year. It's probably getting a little late to be doing that. Gabar is recovering from his hip surgery, so we need to get some new copy in here. But they are still celebrating this joyous event with ridiculous deals at Zot Ford. The new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid. Yes, a hybrid, as low as $82 a month.
What time is it? Because I'm hurting.
Actual audio of Steve convalescing at home.
What time is it?
I talked to him.
Because I'm hurting.
I talked to him today, and we were talking about the reverse stranger again, and he's like, I didn't really remember that conversation.
Probably on pain medication or something.
He was recovering from anesthesia.
Agreeing to let you talk about it.
If you ever need anything, make sure you ask the person when they're recovering from anesthesia.
Or if big badass trucks are more your thing, lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $133 a month. Maz would love to see you. Sounds like he's a little, I don't know, is he a little quiet over there?
Did you get him some business since it was
your
job
now? I don't know. Didn't discuss it with him. But
damn it.
We'll find out on Tuesday.
Oh, it's nice he had good follow through.
Well, it was on the Thursday, so I guess at that point it didn't matter if it didn't happen Thursday or Friday. He's working Saturday, I think, now.
That's bullshit.
As always, you can surf our astonishing deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Don't quote me on the say. We'll find out when he comes in if he's working Saturday now. That might be key. That might help him get some more business.
Just call the dealership.
Yeah. Zot's the pillar of our broadcast community here. Facing divorce or custody issues, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Adam, protecting men's rights in divorce and custody matters for nearly 30 years. Visit them on the web. Read some of the reviews from satisfied clients with phrases like professional, accessible, responsive attorneys. They put me at ease. They cared about my case. They saved me from losing everything I'd worked for. Call Adam. Let them educate and guide you through this difficult process. 248-356-2326 for Adam or 248-356-ADAM. Or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
Consider that a divorce.
And are these today's?
Yeah, I didn't put them in order yet. But so far, the first two are right.
Oh, okay. Is Roshan today?
He is now.
He is. I believe he is.
Yeah.
Actually.
Very good.
And why were we thinking about? Oh, because Chris Watts
Oh, my God.
Gay lover.
Yeah.
Wants closure. He wants to have one meeting with him in prison, apparently.
He's on the list. He is on the list to see him.
You know, that is
amazing.
That is so weird. I would just assume.
He's very responsible, too. He's like, I don't know if it's my place to ask him why he did this. Like, what? Why would you not want to ask him?
That thing is so weird to me. I mean, and I can't believe this guy now is in prison, just living in prison in this cell every day. This guy who, you know, had all these chicks and all this gay stuff and just had a wild ass sex life and was.
It's probably some bit of a relief to him in a weird way.
I wonder. I don't know.
I mean, when you're a psycho like that. Oh, hang on. Why did that do that? Quiet. Quiet. Sorry.
It's just weird to think about because. Like the guy that killed Jamie Kloss's parents.
Yeah.
Patterson? Is it Jamie Patterson?
Jake
Patterson. And that guy's a total loser.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployed. He's a murderer. He's obviously probably molested a 13-year-old, kept her kidnapped for 88 days.
Yeah.
A total loser. But Watt, he had a nice house outside of Denver.
Good
he had
job.
A nice job.
Nice
he had
wife
who had yeah. he had beautiful kids.
But he was $500,000 in debt.
Why was he $500,000 in debt? Because you know, I'm sure that's what drove the well that and all the ass he was getting yeah. and giving.
Well, he had a mistress she didn't know about, did she?
Yeah, yeah, the mistress Nicole,
who was hot.
Yeah,
they were banging like rabbits. They kept talking about banging four times a day.
I know there were nude photos, just wildly, just dick pics all over the place. Man, what is going on with people sending their dicks around?
So
the internet?
Easy. Oh,
I guess so.
There's an update on Bezos' dick.
I know.
I'm getting that later.
He's huge.
Oh, spoiler alert. I think that's tricks with the camera.
Right.
Probably. He works, you know, he's a techie guy. Yeah. Who knows what he did to his dick to make it look so big. Total bullshit. Anyway, Dr. Roche is doing one free syringe of Restylane with your surgical procedure. A $600 value. Restylane, that's the injectables, the fillers, which make these old faces look so much fresher and younger. Does end on Tuesday, though, so maybe call and schedule an appointment if you want to do that. Maybe if you're thinking about a surgery, one free syringe of Restylane with your surgical procedure. Again, $600. That's a nice little benefit if you were already thinking about doing something, a Brazilian butt lift. Maybe you're 17 and you have to have a bigger ass like that guy on True Life.
Jesus.
Or you've got an Instagram account with 200,000 followers and you need a Brazilian butt lift. Or you want liposuction or boobs. Boobs. Always. I think boobs are still number one over there. 248-338-1110. Schedule something. And, you know, guys get liposuction, too. Guys get the what's the thing where the guys get their boobs?
A bitch tit removal.
Pretty much. That's what they do.
Hey, we're talking tits.
Yeah,
gynoclomastia.
Yeah, you got it. And that's, you know, some guys feel pretty rotten about it, and they don't want to live with it. And that's why people like Dr. Roche are in their office and ready to help you. 248-338-1110. They're also getting business with, you know, this trans world. You know, some people identify. We're talking about that with the True Life story. They've had patients like that, too, and, you know.
Hey.
They don't care if
whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works, exactly. 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche. DrRoche.
And he will do a much better job than whoever did this to Chris Watts' lover.
He and the Colorado dad were planning a future together.
We went and looked at houses in Fort Collins together.
You looked at houses together?
We went to look for houses together.
Collins together. It sounds like the gay bed with a cold voice what that I used that? To do.
It sounds like he's putting it on.
Yeah, and is that vocal fry mixed with effeminate man
cold?
With a cold?
Yeah, very much.
Planning a future together.
We went and looked at houses in Fort Collins together.
You looked at houses together with Chris Watts?
Houses together.
Why?
Well, because I was in the process of moving out of where I was staying. I was just planning on getting like a two-bedroom apartment, and Chris was like, no. You know, if I'm going to be getting divorced, blah, blah, blah. Let's look at, like, three-bedroom houses.
I don't think he ever told that to him.
Why is Watt committing to everybody? He's committing to a dude and a chick.
Yeah, because he was doing the same thing with the mistress.
Yeah.
Do you really think he was telling this guy, get a three-bedroom house in Fort Collins? Do you really think he was telling him that?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's so crazy.
He probably went to go look at an apartment with him. It's like, oh, yeah, this is nice. Can we bang now?
I'll be thinking about a two-bedroom apartment in Fort Collins. So I'll get a three-bedroom apartment in Fort Collins.
So weird. Is there more?
Yeah.
I can't hear enough.
Fort Collins.
Bolte claims to have had a relationship with Watts after connecting on the MeetMe app last May. He says Watts told him he was divorced, but later found out that he was still married to wife Shanann.
Same thing as the mistress.
Bolte says he was sickened to learn what Watts would do to her
flying.
And his two children
I was at home
later.
In Fort Collins.
I think Chris is a monster. He definitely has the ability
I call
to...
call the monster of Fort Collins.
Be one.
I mean, Watts was given five life sentences in prison.
What I mean, met with a monster penis, but he turned into a complete monster.
That's the way he says be one.
Watts was given five life sentences in prison.
To be one.
But Bolte says that doesn't mean he'll never see his alleged former lover
again.
Chris did ask me to visit him in jail. Well, I can't say ask me, but his attorneys told me that...
I said, how far of a trip is that from Fort Collins?
Chris said he would get me on the list and all this.
The list.
But if he ever does decide to come face to face with Watts again, he would ask why.
I'm not sure if it would be my place to say anything to Chris about his family. I have a lot of questions.
Whose place is it?
Why didn't he just divorce her? Why didn't he listen to me?
Why didn't he listen to me?
Why he felt like that was his only way out.
For InsideEdition.com.
That was tough, man.
What the hell was that?
Why did he divorce her? Why did he listen to me?
I'm never going to get that house in Fort Collins, no.
I can't believe this guy. Look, he's smiling with his wife. He's got the selfies with the hot mistress.
Yeah.
She was hot, man. They were just getting it on like crazy. And then he's just getting it on, boo-fooing away with this dude. Mm-hmm. Weren't they boo-fooing in the utility room in the house? They couldn't even get to the kitchen or bedroom or any other room. It was like, we're in the bedroom. I've got to have you right now.
Why do I need three bedrooms? So we just fuck in the closet.
And there was like five. There were like 5 seconds into being in the house, and there was already a BJ happening.
His dick was already out. That's pretty... No time to waste for Watts.
This guy has got to be the horniest dude alive.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Weird.
Wait, that's the guy who was just talking.
Yeah. What?
He looks very different.
Those lips
are
ludicrous.
Hello, everybody. Arnold Fax back again. So I want to do a review of this guy, Trent.
Oh, I don't need your commentary. It's just pictures.
What is he reviewing? Trent Bolt?
Yeah.
Chris Watts' lover?
Watts.
How do you review him?
He went on the news and
just like
made
we just
a statement regarding his
I think our
review
is better.
Let's
see if he gets
Chris
a better review.
Watts. He only did it
that
over
photo,
phone, but
it's
this
the gay
is
lover
actually a picture
showing his booty shorts.
Of him. This is of his Instagram account. I will review more
How
of his
followers?
Pictures and some of the videos that
is
he has
geotagged
on
from
his
Fort Collins.
Instagram account. But let's take a look and listen at
it's hashtag
his
underwear, hashtag instagay.
That he did. We'll play it right now. Here you go.
This guy's got that fry too.
Wait, people review Instagram pages? What?
He was the victim of emotional and verbal abuse, and he was trapped in a loveless marriage, and he didn't know any way out because of the kids.
Chris Watts is charged
Bar
with
vocal
murder.
Fry. Yeah. That was Bolte, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the guy hosting the video sounds like him, too.
I know. So people go online to hear reviews of Instagram pages.
Apparently, that had over 100,000 hits.
Yeah, 115,000.
The review?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many follow the actual page?
I'm trying to find that now. I don't know if it's private yet.
No. The reviewer's page. Drew's onto the reviewer now. He doesn't care about Trent Bolte anymore.
I do care about Bolte. I do want to know what Bolte has.
Okay, Bolte has 618 followers.
What?
618 followers. I thought by being boo-fooed by a birderer, would have a lot of followers.
That's less than Meet the McMurrays.
Wait, this guy... Wait, you were...
Oh, gross!
You were boo-fooed by that birder in Colorado. I'm going to follow you on Instagram for sure.
He's lip-syncing. Cool, with those ridiculous lips.
What?
He's ridiculous lip-syncing.
What the hell was that?
Somebody sent me some makeup.
I think I will lip-sync a song with my new ejected lips, thanks to the money from Chris Watts, who has 500 million in debt... at Ready to Kill his family. But he's loading me money to get my lips injected.
I bet you because he got his lips done, he has zero regrets about meeting Chris Watts.
Probably until the filler runs out.
Yeah.
Because it'll die back down. He looks
ridiculous. Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
Oh, little bitch. Oh, baby.
Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
What? Okay.
Oh my god!
I have no idea.
That was really weird. I don't know what.
Stop
happened.
Playing it; it's freaking me out.
Highlight doll. Oh.
Sorry. His vocal fry's gone.
Isn't it weird that this guy? Because he's, I don't think he's trans, but he definitely likes wearing makeup and looking glamorous. Is the glamour taken away a little bit from the goatee?
Yes,
because
it doesn't make sense.
Bright purple lipstick. He's got a very effeminate makeup on, and he's got a goatee.
What, you know, I'm looking at all these pictures he takes of himself.
He loves himself.
When I was, how old is this guy? 28, 30, something?
I don't know how old. How old is he?
What is it? I do not ever remember wanting to take lots of pictures of myself or see lots of pictures of myself. No.
And going, hey, but those highlights, those fucking highlights. Oh, and this is another freaky one.
He's not that great looking.
No.
I mean, he has no more business taking a picture of himself at his age than I did at his age.
The goatee is weird.
Is social media making people narcissistic or are there more narcissistic people?
It's bringing out the narcissist.
It's a lot of makeup.
Does anyone talk about the fact that this whole business of so many people taking so many pictures of themselves is kind of narcissistic? It's a little weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would almost think when you got mixed up with someone, you might want to check their page, and if you saw 1,000 selfies, you go, just like if you saw anything else on social media, just like employers are concerned about what they find. If I saw somebody taking a gazillion selfies, I would think, I don't know if I want to associate with this person.
There's like this.
They're too into themselves.
There's like this weird effect now where if you haven't talked to somebody in a while, I almost feel guilty that I haven't like looked at their, you know, social media to figure out like what's going on in their life. Cause I don't want to put my foot in my, you know, my mouth, like say something like,
what's wrong with saying what's going on? What's new?
No, I know. But I think there's the expectation.
How much homework can everyone do?
I think there's an expectation that if someone says something on social media that everybody's supposed to know. Like when Tom wished me happy birthday. Like I was supposed to know that.
Well, in maybe with media types, I suppose. I mean, when we interview somebody, I feel that way. But
that's
to a buddy?
Different. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be like.
Wait, what's this dancing post? Oh, my God. This guy. Oh, jeez.
He's got the same underwear you have. See that?
Yes.
It says thirsty on it.
I don't think I would want to work with this person. He's too into himself. It's nothing to do with sexuality.
Oh, nice doing this while you're driving.
Is he a passenger?
No, he's driving.
He is driving?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I thought he was.
If I was the driver, I'd be even more bummed out.
I'd hit the brakes really hard.
Knock it off. Knock it off.
No!
Oh, that highlight, doll. That fucking highlight, doll.
He's examining his hair.
It's freaking me out.
It's freaking me out.
I don't know
why.
He's
got this bright pink lipstick on. These giant lips. These DSLs he got from Chris Watt. Why is Chris Watt giving him money to inject his lips when
he's
Chris Watt's $500,000 in debt?
Yeah, because the Watts family, they went bankrupt in 2015. And they were $500,000 in debt then. I'm not sure what they are now or what they were prior to this.
How do you get that far in debt? I don't even get it.
Wait, weren't they trying to become like internet famous as well with their YouTube channel? Or is that overplayed?
She did a lot through social media because she was kind of in one of those companies, I think it was called Thrive, in which you sell products to your friends and then you get a team below you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Amway.
Yeah, and so she was really active
Rowan,
on that.
There's another makeup thing.
I don't think I'd want to be friends with her for that reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would just be a bummer.
And then, you know, he had only had that gig with the oil company for a few years. I think leading up to the bankruptcy, he was a mechanic. And so I don't think he had the big oil money until, you know, recently.
I don't know Chris Watts, but I'm going to guess he's very short-sighted. I don't think he looks forward, like, a few steps forward.
Chris, how did you get so far ahead? I don't understand. Her business was thriving, allegedly. He's working for an oil company.
That fucking highlight.
And frankly...
They have a house that's appreciating in value.
In Fort Collins. And I got to say, Bolte, those highlights are not what I'm looking at in that photo. I'm looking at your ridiculous lips.
No, not, knock it off, Bolte. Cut it out, Bolte.
Woo! Man.
Weird.
I know, that was really weird. I'm still freaked out. I'm shaking.
Never play that audio again.
I need to take a commercial break.
By never playing it again, play it a ton.
Why am I dumping this into the sponsorship?
Anything to move on from those highlights.
2018 was a big year for the Aldo Eye Center and the podcast. 100% of the responses we got from you, the loyal listeners, praised Dr. Yaldo for the impact custom cats LASIK and multifocal lens implants had in their lives. We've quoted many of them. Great eyesight is an all-day, everyday benefit. Fighting outdated technologies like glasses and contacts isn't necessary anymore. We got a new guy in there, too, who called Eli. He wanted a reference. Called Eli. Eli, of course, told him that he's nearly blind. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure Eli told him he can. He can. Eli can read ridiculous things. Yeah. You know, he's the best spokesperson.
Eli's referring.
So he's getting, I think he's getting regular LASIK. Anyway, many have fresh health savings accounts. You have tax returns coming, maybe. And Dr. Yaldo is a very low interest finance plan. He's Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon.
Highlight doll.
And over half his LASIK patients get better than 20/20 vision. Known in the field as super vision. That is so disturbing. Oh my God.
Oh, that highlight doll.
Wait.
That fucking highlight doll.
Serious question.
He's really close to the camera when he's doing it, too.
With that tone and inflection there, is he mad about it or is he, like, really excited about it? I cannot tell.
I think he's upset about it.
I thought he was excited about it at first, but that last time it sounds like he's upset.
He blows a kiss afterwards, which just really freaks me out.
Look at that still. Take a picture of that still, Brandon. So
look at the comment, though, with the video. The comment is...
And then he follows it with that highlight though, ..
I'm sorry for interrupting.
No.
The evaluation is free with Dr. Yaldo. Call 1-800-398-EYES. 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
That highlight though.
Is that good or bad?
That fucking highlight though.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's still.
What are the other comments on that page?
Oh man, it's a lot about makeup. I love the blush, semi-sweet palette, whatever that means.
What? You imagine a couple dudes just doing?
I know
this?
People are just commenting seriously on that post.
Like a couple straight guys just putting on their makeup.
It's a shame our audience isn't involved. It'd make it much more interesting.
Well, they can be. Just find them on Instagram.
I'm not going to encourage anyone. I feel like we'll find out.
I didn't say what his Instagram is.
I'm sure we'll be in terrible trouble.
Oh, that highlight doll. That fucking highlight doll.
Does he say though like he's in... Oh, that kiss.
He's really big on makeup, so a lot of his pictures on Instagram are just what he's done with his products.
Does he sell products?
Hey, he might. This might be his gig.
When was Watts with that dude?
keeps coming around.
This is from July, so this might be the time.
That would have been around the time, right? Well, no, he's got the lips.
The murders happened in August, right?
I wonder if Watts was into this. Like, oh my God. Like, he was just boing as soon as he heard those highlights, though.
He's already got those lips, so, you know, Watts has already been there.
He's no Versace when it comes to blowing a kiss.
No.
That's for sure.
Nobody is, though.
No, this might be
Versace's the Versace of that.
This might be the time.
Oh, that highlight doll. That fucking highlight doll.
The way he says, though, does it sound like he's in Fargo?
Though. Highlight doll. Such a baby.
can't even watch the video going without sound.
No, it's more.
It's freaking me out.
So
oh, my God.
Okay, sorry. Jeez.
No, you're not.
That's right now, that's as stuck as, do you have your passport?
Do you have your shots?
Do you have your shots? That is probably the most stuck in people's heads that I've heard reported on recently.
Yeah. Well, it's catchy.
It is catchy.
Did you see the update on R. Kelly today or yesterday? Where's that at? He wanted to do a concert in Illinois, and the state said no.
The state said no?
And I was trying to figure out, how could they just say no? How could they reject?
I'm not sure how they can do that.
How do you think they rejected the permit? Which we've seen this before.
Let's see. What basis?
We've seen universities use this.
I don't know. Material? Questionable material?
Security concerns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can't do it on questionable material. You got to do it on, you know, the infrastructure. Is this now they're violating his free speech.
Who wanted him to have a concert? What venue was this going to be at?
The Spring Break Jam.
What's that?
It's set to take place in April at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. He was going to be the host.
Who is booking the Illinois State Fairgrounds and said, hey, it's been a great time to have R. Kelly. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
He's never been hotter.
His streams are up. By the way, his streams.
I know.
Is it really appropriate to talk about his streams?
Yeah. It doesn't say, he was trying to
book. You know what's weird? I'm so stuck on the fact that this guy plucks 15 and 16-year-old girls and tells them, I'm going to sign you and get a career for you. Come on. Now just call my dad if not, okay? Everything else cool? Let's go.
Here's your bucket.
Yeah, here's your bucket and here's your sweat clothes. If there's a man within 100 yards, you put on the sweat clothes and face the wall. Ticket. And give me a phone. Hey, here's a phone. It's only his line to me. I mean, that's my
daddy. Do you have your bucket?
I'm so stuck on these girls being enslaved by him that I forget about him peeing in a 14-year-old's mouth. I mean, that is like just a minor part of this.
And then you forget that he was married to a 15-year-old.
Right. Oh, by the way, they have an excuse for that she lied about her age.
Yeah, okay.
She did it.
And you're not going to maybe follow up on it.
No, and you'd never know. Her parents wouldn't do something to break up your relationship. But by the way, what her parents act like they're so knowledgeable about all this that they never slept together. If they know so much, then how did he marry your daughter, you idiots, you fucking idiots?
Here's some answers as to who's putting on this concert.
Do you have your passport?
Tickets were on sale for the first annual concert.
Oh, of course, it's got to be annual if R. Kelly's playing in the middle of this debacle.
But it's the first one, so I wonder if it's his people. $75 tickets, VIP tickets were $150.
You get to meet Rob and have him evaluate your singing career?
It was going to include these. I've never heard of these three guys, but I'm sure they're, you know, more than happy to be tied to R. Kelly. Yella Breezy, Young Lloyd, and Dre Madison, whoever that is, whatever that is.
Yella Breezy?
Yeah.
The state fair, I would assume that somebody working for the state books that.
Well, I think they rent out the state fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. But still, you'd think the state, somebody who's a state employee, maybe that's why it's being stopped.
Yeah, because of security concerns. Yeah, the Department of Agriculture, they're the ones that have to approve it.
Personally, I'm most shocked that RCA is still with this guy. What are
even
they
with
thinking
that,
about?
Even with that banner flying overhead.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's how you need to, you got to have people outside there showing them, taking the effort to say, look, this is a bad guy. We don't want, you know, we don't want him making music and abusing other women.
I am frequently perplexed by the amount of time that people protesting things have, especially in certain circumstances. But honestly, these Mute R. Kelly people are very sincere, and they're standing up for some people who apparently nobody wants to stand up for. So, God bless them.
It's good.
And RCA just signed Chris Brown. So they've got Chris Brown and R. Kelly. Congratulations. Yeah, they just did. To a long deal.
Sounds like they got to get another banner up there.
I don't really want to evaluate whether Chris Brown is someone that is unsignable or should not be allowed to play large arenas. He's a terrible guy. And not only that, he's never learned anything from beating the shit out of Rihanna. He's been stalking that one girl.
Karrueche
Tran. He's been threatening guys that go out with her. She had a hell of a time getting a restraining order, too. It's like, what does it take to get a restraining order? Who doesn't know about Chris Brown?
That's all it should take. Chris Brown. I want everybody should have a restraining order from Chris Brown.
He's been accused of kidnapping two females who he then said stole his jewelry or something, which was bullshit, of course. I'm amazed at the balls of these people, like R. Kelly throwing that party the other night, his birthday party. Hey, I don't care what the fuck's going on.
Which who?
Not me to party. And who goes to his party? Who are his buddies who are like, hey, ours having a party, yeah.
Well, there's always going to be those people, but why did that club book him?
I don't know if they booked him. I think they just had the party there. I don't know.
He still has a lot of support online. I see a lot of support on social media.
Support. It's amazing.
I really do. I see a lot of people that are upset with, what is it? They're basically using R. Kelly as a scapegoat because, you know, recently we've had two African Americans die at a white person's house. We also had.
So what?
What
though?
Were the other examples?
But these things have nothing to do with each other. He is him. We know what he did. Why is anyone extrapolating anything else? Not molesting children. You know, I'm starting to believe that molesting children really doesn't bother people. Because look at all these giant things that go on. It's amazing.
I just don't believe it. I don't think people.
I think you're right about that. That's always been my theory: is that it is so utterly offensive and so violates the way everyone thinks, or so we feel.
Maybe it's because you have so many people come out that, you know, I was molested when I was in the 50s and 60s. It seemed like everybody was molested. So because of that, I wonder if people just believe that. Oh, they're all lying. It doesn't happen.
I don't know what to make of it. This guy is so over the line. It's not even close. I mean, if it was close, why is he, you know, that interview he gave after he was found not guilty of peeing, which he did, and we know it was him. He's on the fucking video of it.
Could have been his brother.
Yeah. And her parents said it wasn't her, even though 14 other people said it was.
Yeah.
And who knows her better than her parents? And she was still his girlfriend, and, you know, whatever. But after all that, BET interviews him, and they ask him, do you like teenage girls? And he can't answer the question unless he distinguishes what age teenager he's talking about.
Lord.
Now, he's 43 years old at that point.
I think the right answer is no.
And the guy said, in the special, he said, you know, this was a nerf toss. Yeah. If he can't answer that, and he said, I didn't even think they'd include it in the. And also, his guy said, no, 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 we're not going there. And then R. Kelly said, no, I'm going to answer that. And then he said, how old teenager are we talking about? 19? I ain't going for no underage stuff and getting in trouble.
This is Kelly.
That's how he thinks.
Just play it on the safe side, R. Kelly, and just say no, and maybe a 20-year-old's okay.
I think, you know, he's so
not. He only wants a 13 or 14.
You know, he can't resist that age. That's all he cares about. And I think when Michael Jackson paid off people, when he won in his trial, thanks to Tom Mesereau, who cannot be beat.
No, he's
what
good.
What an attorney he is.
I mean, it's the hair.
Clearly.
It's mesmerizing.
It's not. Well, we know it's not because he has cool hair. He's got to be a good lawyer. And R. Kelly, when he got off, he's on a video peeing in a 14-year-old's mouth that 14 people identified that everyone knew was the girl. And he gets off. It emboldens them. They really feel like, you know what? I can do whatever I want. Nobody's going to stop me. I'm not doing wrong anyway. And that's the mindset of people who do molest kids, is that they are being somehow cheated out of something that isn't that bad.
Yeah.
There's really nothing wrong with it. Why is everybody so fucking crazy about it? But they know they can't reveal it. But
And similar to Chris Brown, he got away with beating up a very famous person. So what would stop him from ever doing it again?
And he immediately started trying to get back with her. And
he really destroyed that green room, too.
I know. That green room's never been the same.
He's assaulted other people as well.
Green room.
I know. The green
GMA.
What a cocksucker that guy is.
What a baby.
But he's still hot. He's a lot of people still love his music, and he's still one of the pinnacle artists.
Did you hear R. Kelly's lawyer?
Oh, yeah.
On GMA?
I did.
Yeah, talking about threatening a defamation
suit. Can you describe the physical abuse?
Good luck with that.
There's one of the survivors.
I wish that I would have been able to see the fullness of the monster I was dealing with.
In the midst of an onslaught of allegations, defiance from R. Kelly's attorney.
His daughter blasted him as well.
We know what happened, and we know those things.
There's no contact with his three kids.
The man was not operating a harem or a sex cult.
Great lawyer.
Holding people hostage or anything like that.
Steven Greenberg speaking to us on R. Kelly's behalf for the first time since the release of the Lifetime docuseries.
I understand why they talk to the lawyer, because it's a story, but I really wish they wouldn't.
It's really hard to hear after you've seen that. I mean,
surviving.
I didn't even need to see Surviving R. Kelly to know I didn't want to hear that guy. And I don't know how.
Don't you find it interesting, him, the way he justifies it?
Yeah, he's never been arrested. He's never been in any trouble. Yeah, it's.
The girl, they did a welfare check.
Two girls. Yeah. Why are there two girls in his place? Why does he have two girls that are, 19 living with him? Why? Two girls. Most people have one girl and maybe one on the side, or maybe a couple on the side. Or why does he have two girls living with him that have to be checked on, who will never talk to their parents? Why will none of his teenage girlfriends ever talk to their parents?
That's really funny.
What's the problem?
The question is, are these girls okay? Are they in a sex cult? Not. Why are there two girls living with him?
Honestly, that was never discussed in the story. It didn't even dawn on me immediately until I read it the second time.
You just said it now. It's like, why are they? Why are there two women?
He needs the roommates. Needs the help with the
roommates.
Rent.
And those probably aren't the only girls there. And by the way, why is it that none of these girls ever talk to their families? They all hate their families so much. Really?
Yeah.
And where are the music careers?
And do they have their passports? Get their shots?
I got it. You have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
He's so sick.
America.
That part where he's trying to decide what to say, where he's pretending he's thinking.
Do you have your passport?
So goddamn catchy, though.
I know it is. It's a very simple tune.
Somebody ought to cover this.
I sang this probably
Chris Brown
200 times over the weekend.
I gotta say, the crowd.
We're giving him streams galore.
I bet you anything he thought the crowd was gonna go nuts when he asked the question first. They don't really go.
Not really. No. Boy, this is 2 years after he got off for peeing in a girl's mouth.
Yeah.
By the way, the last one, he says, "Who wants to come back with I?" I'm telling you.
What?
Yeah, doesn't say Rob, does he?
Wow.
Who wants to come back with I?
Good job, Ethiopia.tv.
You know, I've never heard discussed in this whole thing about the legality of having a non-disclosure agreement with someone who was molested underage. How can you have a financial arrangement where they can't speak when there's a crime involved?
Well, as we learned with...
How is that legal?
As we learned with the USA Gymnastics, it's not illegal in California.
But how is illegal to even craft such an agreement? I don't understand why that is okay.
Well, who would think you would need a law to say that's illegal? I mean, you wouldn't expect it to.
I assume.
I don't know if other states have that law.
Maybe we have an attorney that listens. Is there a law? Is there something written in legal books about non-disclosure agreements? Or is that just somebody sort of pulled out of the law?
Well, it was born out of corporate, stealing guys from other corporations. So
I understand that, but that's, we're talking about a crime here.
But it's
pedophile. That's one of the most despicable crimes there is.
I don't know why you can have a non-disclosure agreement for a crime.
So if you can write a crime for having intercourse with a 14-year-old or urinating on a 14-year-old, sexually assaulting a 14-year-old, why couldn't you have a non-disclosure agreement with a witness to your murder of someone? What's the difference?
You probably could.
You could?
Well,
is that legal?
If you get one, I don't know why you can't.
I don't understand how a lawyer can even do that. I don't see how anyone can participate in such an arrangement. It would seem to me to be witness tampering, first of all. You are paying a potential witness to not speak about a crime.
Let me text my lawyer.
Okay. while you're doing that, buying or leasing your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInTheD.com is way different than any place else. Is anybody else wondering this? I just, honestly, it seems implausible to me. Getting a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for a buck a month, but that's not, or the... half a sandwich, as Maz pointed out. Half a sandwich, he lost a commission. Or he lost waving a commission over, I should say. We'll cut each other's throats for a buck a month, but that's not how you deliver a world-class experience. The Zod family believes
delicious. It's
about people. I hope the sandwich was good. It's about customers and employees. Happy employees generate happy, satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates a well-rounded experience, and that's what they want to do for you at Zot Dodge, Zot Chrysler, Zot Toyota, and Zot Ford. Shop around first if you must, but then come see any of your friends at any of the Zot dealerships and give them a last shot. While you're out there, play a game of foosball, get in the massage chair, eat fresh popcorn, or have a cup of coffee, and let your dealer that genuinely cares take care of you. Only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And we are
get it done
in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And, of course, that's where you go to find out the price of virtually anything, any model, make, used or otherwise. Used, new, whatever. DealsInTheD.com. And Hall Financial, David Hall and our team, they are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You've heard from our listeners. So many have refinanced. I'm sure some people have bought a new home or bought a second home or what have you, but many, many have refinanced. All the five-star reviews, over 500, because they put you first. 72% of Hall's business is referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them. Don't take it from us, though. Listen, if you're going to work with someone in the metro area, this is your team. From start to finish, they were attentive, made the process easy, checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news. On top of the elite service, I closed in my home 2 weeks early. Even the sellers are impressed. Also, don't wait to see over 500 clients are raving about the team over at Hall Financial today. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. Or click the link on our website at drewandmikepodcast.com or call 248-308-5000. And where's all the member FDIC stuff? That should be in this guy.
Okay.
I just realized that.
It's not on there.
It's not in that copy, but it's NMLS number 1467435.
No.
111111. I'm going to write that down right now because if I remind myself, I won't do it later.
5555.
The stupid phone numbers in movies.
My brother said we can call him if you want to call him. Or I can just have him answer via text.
If he could just answer. I mean... Getting tired of R. Kelly, honestly. I mean, I am, but I'm not. It's like every day there's something new.
It's gotta come to a head at some point, though, right?
I don't know. You know, I honestly feel like this is gonna float by because I don't think they're gonna be able to. They're getting a ton of response in Illinois and in Chicago, but all the cases are a couple years old, 3 years old. Wouldn't it be just like Harvey Weinstein or Weinstein?
Nothing's happening to him.
He's winning court battles right now. He just beat Ashley Judd.
That's what I mean. I just have a feeling it's going to mean, although it does hold up R. Kelly, it keeps him busy in court.
Drains his money.
Yeah. I wonder where his financial
position is. He's losing gigs at the state fair.
He's got a nice apartment in Trump Towers.
He sure does. His studio's for sale, though.
Yeah.
Because they had a big protest out there. And by the way, two of his people went in while this is going on. They had hoods over their heads. So apparently it's not cool to be an R. Kelly associate anymore.
It's probably some poor janitor. Some engineer that needs the hourly wage.
Well, for all the screaming about, you know, people who should have done better in other cases, there's really none about his people. Why is there none?
Well,
Lady Gaga is getting a little shit because she didn't say anything sooner, but she worked with him. She was a star and did a duet and made him bigger 5 years ago.
Isn't his one lawyer on the run because he threatened one of the women in the
state
of Georgia?
Yeah, that's a manager, I think.
A manager, okay.
Yeah. I don't. It's just one of these things you just can't believe it's still going on.
And I bet you he's very unaffected by it.
It seems that way. There was a report that he was having anxiety attacks.
Oh, no.
And that doctors were coming to see him, and also that he went into the hospital to be treated for
anxiety. Are you okay?
Anxiety.
What's wrong with the doctor that makes the house call to R. Kelly?
I took the oath. Same thing. I know, it's frustrating.
That'd be great if you played the Super Bowl halftime. He was the surprise guest.
Is that all set in stone now? We know exactly.
Players should probably dig it. They're all jamming on the sidelines.
Could you imagine? He does the national anthem. Hey, it's in Atlanta. Isn't that where it's at?
Yeah.
They didn't. They did name actually who's going to be performing with Maroon 5, and I'm kind of appalled because they did acquiesce and decide to add somebody from Atlanta because apparently that matters now.
Drew had it right the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were right. It's a big boy from Outkast, not Outkast. Andre's too busy, but
I don't understand why it's up to anyone but the Super Bowl. They have to draw the biggest crowd they have, and honestly, if you look at the Super Bowl's history, they do not have a history of excluding people because of race or gender in their halftime show. They really don't. The league is...
Oh, I have our NDA answer. It's very simple, he said.
Okay.
Non-disclosure is a contract to shut the fuck up. You have the right to remain silent in a criminal case anyway.
Yeah, but these are people who are witnesses to crimes. They're criminal victims. They're underage victims of... They're not even of age. They're not even adults. I don't even understand how they can agree to take money to not reveal that a crime was committed against them.
I'm asking him.
Okay.
We'll see what he says. But I like that lawyer answer when he added STFU. If you try to obstruct justice by buying testimony or getting someone to perjure themselves, then that's a crime.
So right, lawyer.
But isn't it a crime to silence? If you're silencing a victim of a crime with a non-disclosure agreement and money, then it seems to me you're essentially witness tampering. Isn't it the same thing? I mean, to you?
Yes. Yeah, because you're
and not only that, trying she's to get the witness not to testify. How is she old enough to agree to it anyway?
Yeah. We'll see what he says.
So there. I feel like my thought hangs in the air longer because he has to text back.
I feel like I'm stuck in the middle. I'll just give you my brother's number.
I don't know. Is it right to have a lawyer answer this? Isn't a lawyer going to give us an answer that favors the attorney?
Well, no, because he's a prosecutor.
Oh, that's true. But he's a lawyer, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he has to be. Bar.
He passed the bar. That's a lawyer.
That would make you. Yeah, no, I know he's a lawyer, but I think prosecutors and defense attorneys are different. Right? He says, "Okay." I said, "If you're silencing a victim of a crime, isn't that witness tampering?" He said, "Right." So, if they've already made a statement to law enforcement, then they take the money to change their story, there can be a crime there.
But first of all, they're underage.
Okay.
Well, I won't do this to you anymore.
No, it's fine.
I'm just going
because I like these questions. I'm curious myself.
I still disagree with the basic premise. There is a crime. It's on videotape, by the way.
Yeah.
We saw it. It's on. He was found not guilty, but we know he did it. We know he's doing it with other people. Why would anyone have over 20 non-disclosure agreements with underage girls? Why? Because they have sex with underage girls and they need to silence them, and they're underage. I don't know how they are legally allowed to agree to take money.
So the other problem is the credibility of the person goes to hell if they take money. Their story changes, so a jury.
Right, so all the more reason why they shouldn't be able to do it. You shouldn't be able to pay someone. You committed a crime. Now, I understand they're entitled to some sort of something in the judicial system. Mm-hmm. They're innocent until proven guilty.
But to that point,
you're not very innocent when you give $1 million to a 15-year-old you fucked.
To that point, I saw a tweet you put out about Jake Patterson, the guy that kidnapped Jimmy Kloss.
Yeah.
About having him popped off. And of course, because it's Twitter. this is why we have the judicial system. And you replied back to him.
I did.
You're feeding him.
I don't know why I did that.
If they're underage, they cannot ever enter into a legally enforceable contract unless they've been emancipated.
Well, they're so not. Those girls aren't all emancipated. Okay, good. That's the answer I wanted. We finally asked the question in a way that I got the answer I wanted. I'm happy. Yeah, I said, this is the pile of shit. It's a picture of James Patterson who kidnapped Jamie Kloss and murdered her parents. Allegedly, the unemployed 21-year-old with no criminal record. I tweeted, this is the pile of shit that kidnapped 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after killing her parents. He shaved his head to avoid leaving forensic evidence, and he thought it made him hotter, I suspect. I wish someone would just pop him off so we don't have to hear his pathetic story. And I stand by that.
Agreed.
And everybody's like, hey, I'll be the first to pop him off. Except there was one answer. Let's see. Is that the one that I have to click on?
Yeah, it's hidden for some reason. But it says, sorry, Drew, we still have a court system, thankfully. The Me Too hang them first, ask questions later group should have drove this home. Even the POS gets the judicial system.
I responded, I'm not advocating popping off any Me Too people. I don't know why. What does new Me Too have to do with this piece of shit?
It doesn't. It does. I think he's just kind of the whole social media justice, I think, would have been a better way to phrase it.
Okay, first of all, I know
I don't care.
I know he's not going to be popped off.
No,
I know
he
that's not going to happen. I would love for him to be popped off, and I really don't think we're going to find that he has a very good defense for murdering two people.
You think he's going to be an incel? They're going to consider this guy an incel?
Well, that's what I'm worried about. See, that's why I want to pop him off, because I'm afraid we're going to find out that he adores, what's his name, Rogers? Elliot Rogers. Stupid laugh. We're going to hear that he's an incel, or he loves the school shooters, or we're going to find out something about him, and he's going to draw attention to him.
I have an alternate theory on this turd. I have a feeling he wanted to see if he could just get away with it.
He did a pretty good job.
Well, he got rid of all the social media before he committed the crime.
He did?
Yeah. Shaved all the hair on his body so he wouldn't
leave. He did that to get off, by the way.
So he wouldn't leave any forensic evidence behind.
Ooh, he's so smart.
Chose someone that he has zero connection to.
Genius, genius, genius!
His only problem is he underestimated the will of this girl to break free and be alive, which is incredible. And I gotta wonder, he probably kept her nude, too, because she was found with, you know, men's shorts and wearing men's shoes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Probably as a deterrent, so hey, don't you dare escape. And, of course, he was on the hunt for her when he got home. Which, that might be the first, like, kind of justice to it, because you know he was shitting his pants when he got home and she was gone, which is awesome.
Yeah, I got him 10 minutes after they found her. Yeah.
I so wish he would have gone to the house where she went, because the guy was standing guard with his shotgun.
Oh.
She found the lady walking the dog, and the dog went to the first neighbor's house, which, smart move by everybody there, and they called 911, and they recognized her right away. And he had them lock themselves, I think, in a bedroom while he stood guard with a gun. Because they were afraid that he would be coming after. And they were right.
He was
10 minutes away.
The weird thing is, I never, in all my thoughts about that case, I just couldn't figure out, how does that go? The parents are dead. The 13-year-old's gone. You almost think, did the 13-year-old kill the parents?
Yeah, well, that was
a weird
at one
case.
Time, that's what people thought.
But, God, I'm terrible.
Yeah, poor girl.
And she was reunited with her little dog.
And you just think, like, she's never going to be the same. She's always going to have, I mean, real PTSD.
I'm sure she will. No, it's one thing you do see on intervention over and over and over and over and over. So many of these people who are deeply into heroin or opiates, who, I mean, they don't even have a desire to stop. And you can't believe the way they're living. And so many of them were molested. It's incredible. It's incredible, too, how often it's a family member or a stepfather or something. It's just, God, it's so awful. And R. Kelly, just the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Do you have your passports? Do you have your shots?
Oh, you want more? He's still texting me the answers.
Yeah, boy.
Let's see. Any contract with the...
He is staying in the tech zone. He's not part of that tech zone.
Hey, the crime would be... God, it's so funny thinking this is... The things I know about this guy. Anybody is at my bachelor party? I told you, I passed out of my bachelor party and woke in the bathroom because I thought I was going to throw up. And he was sitting on the shitter.
Nice.
That guy's prosecuting. That should have been a crime.
Not to mention, he charged you for stealing cable.
Yes.
And he's a prosecutor.
Well, he
now?
Sold the cable to me. A legal contract. Even though I was a minor and he was too.
A legal contract.
He needed you because your
I should have known all along he was going to be some kind of lawyer or prosecutor. I didn't realize that.
What did he charge
that?
You for cable?
I think it was 10 bucks a month.
10 bucks a month?
I think. But there's an.
Until you tattled?
There was the initial hookup fee, too.
What? Oh, my God.
He's got a mind like that.
But he needed your room to even access it for himself.
You're right. Yeah, because I had attic.
You
attic
access.
Well, you should have refused to let him access your room.
I know.
You should have charged him.
I was dumb. I'm done as dumb as I am now. Okay.
What's the age difference?
2.5 years.
Yeah, he took advantage of you.
Yeah, I've said it my whole life.
I'm going to consider that when I hear his answer.
The crime would be an agreement to commit perjury or obstruction of justice or to abscond. The reality is it's too hard to force a victim to testify if they don't want to because they simply don't show up for court. And I said, well, what about...
So as long as the child molester has money, then they'll never... They can molest children as long as they want.
Yeah. I said, well, that's...
I feel like this arrangement is just absolutely illegal. A child should not be allowed to agree to it. They should not be allowed to agree to anything that they will not disclose that happened when they're under 18. They should simply not be allowed to. And that way there's no financial incentive for people. And... there's no way they can agree to take money to not talk about a crime. They have to come forward and talk about it and hopefully stop this fucking creep from doing it to other people, which is never happening.
He basically said they're not enforceable if your testimony is compelled before a judge or a grand jury, but you have to find out about it. So you're basically just saying, here's a bunch of money, here's a legal contract.
Can't talk about it.
Yeah, and people are...
and then they get the $1 million and they start blowing it and they go, well, shit, I don't want to lose the money.
Yeah, they're happy enough about taking the money. They don't probably don't. Dig as deep as you just did in a text argument, a one-sided text argument.
I was watching court TV. I think I saw the loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Well, this gives ammunition to all the people who don't want to believe this, and they go, oh, they all just want money. Yeah, why is he paying them? Why is he paying them millions of dollars? Why is he paying girl after girl after girl after girl after... Every argument that I hear, and there's so many of them, as you said, Brandon, there's a lot of people online who are angry at the victims, or they're angry at the victim's parents, or they just like R. Kelly, and they feel like, hey, they're just doing what they want to do. These girls are, you know, they're young black girls want it, so they're going to get it from somebody. They just want a star, and they want money, and they want fame.
I can't believe how many people give them that, you know, use that argument.
It's really frightening. At what cost? And there's a lot of blame over the fact that they're young black girls, that this group is cared for in a lesser way. But
people don't believe them.
Yeah. And the feeling is that younger black girls are sexually active sooner. Therefore,
what?
I think that's part of it. That's not all of it. I think it's also that
I don't understand.
We just
that.
Don't care about black girls, which, you know, in this case, this is something to me. And you know,
is it more permissible in a culture than in the overall culture?
In the rock and roll culture?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Or
yes.
In the inner city culture where R. Kelly's finding
maybe
these women?
Yeah, probably so. And also these girls, because the young black girls, maybe they have less resources to do something about it, or maybe they're more inclined to fall for this. You know, I'm gonna get you a singing career. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. And, you know, I really didn't want to talk about R. Kelly today. But this story is fucking, it's just horrible. And it's also, at the same time, there's something terribly fascinating about all the conversation. I was going to say that so much, when you say that young black girls are devalued, and I'm not disagreeing with that, really. And the arguments that I hear, which I didn't really think about, are, well, they're hornier, they grow up faster, they get sexually active faster, so therefore it's not his fault, which I really don't buy into. But I feel like this conversation, because it's R. Kelly, who's really an R&B guy, isn't this taking place more within the black community?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, because, you know, there's a lot of, and I hate these comments too. You hear about presidents all the time and about politicians doing, or this guy on the left did this, but this guy on the right did that. And it never solves the problem, which is that this guy did something wrong. Whether this guy did or not, this guy did something wrong.
Look,
you know, if these were little white girls, you know, he'd be behind bars.
I think it's a little simplistic.
Yeah, it's very simplistic. It doesn't answer the problem, which is that this motherfucker is molesting little girls.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
If he molested, I hate even talking about this, Stevie Wonder's daughter, well, that girl has great resources, and assuming Stevie Wonder would be outraged, I don't know why I'm bringing Stevie Wonder into this. Yeah. Just thinking of a black family with lots of resources.
I didn't see anything. Such an obvious
I think Stevie Wonder was the wrong guy to bring in.
I don't know, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye probably liked the underage girls too. Fuck. You know, that's part of the problem, I think, with people coming out and working with him is that they don't feel he's doing anything all that terrible, some of these people, which, I don't know. Now that you've heard all you've heard with, I mean, we've been hearing this stuff for a long time. I mean, even the cult business has been getting around for a long time. Think of Jim DeRogatis and all the shit he knows. I mean, honest to God. All right, so we can move on to, well, I want to talk about a couple local things, but first, Bezos.
Oh,
no, Bezos.
Bezos and his dong.
I know, he's in love. He thinks he's fucking hot.
He does. He really, really does.
And we learned today that, first of all, this
we were right. We were right, though, as how they got out.
Yeah, she's sharing. The richest man in the world is texting me his penis. Look at this.
Yeah, as I think most women would share with their friends.
God, I hate thinking that. It's just an it's
nice friends, by the way.
I know. Who sells it to the Inquirer?
Yeah.
But he's telling Lauren Sanchez that he had a dumb dream about sewing stuffed turtles into a comforter while redecorating his bedroom.
No, she had the dream. His soon-to-be ex-wife, Mackenzie.
Oh, she had the dream.
Yeah, it goes like this. Mackenzie dreamt I redecorated the bedroom. I kept doing it, and it got weirder and weirder and weirder, which, of course, it would. He's Jeff Bezos. Until I was sewing stuffed turtles into the comforter. My wife said, "That's not hard to interpret."
Oh, they're,
what's the
this couple is so deep.
I'd be like an idiot because I'm like, what's the interpretation? Because he looks like a fucking turtle? I don't understand it. Like, that was the first thing I thought of. He looks like a turtle.
I thought the implication was that her love life is being redecorated, or he's redecorating his own love life.
What does the turtle have to do with it?
Bringing a new woman into his world. I don't know. I have no idea.
I just don't understand that.
All I could think of was, she's so deep.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
And then Lauren Sanchez.
I like turtles.
He thanks her for advising him to contact Bono for music permission. Would you not bring Bono into this? Listen to these big stuffing people. Knock it off.
Like he had to be told that.
And then
hello.
It sounds strange, but little things like you suggesting I get extra training from Bell make my love for you explode.
Extra training from whom?
Bell? I don't know. Is that a company? From Bell?
B-E-L. Like, where's it at?
Is it
I didn't
Bell?
See that one.
It was in today's article.
Is it B-E-L or B-E-L-L-E?
I think it's B-E-L-L. I wrote it down, but extra training of some kind. Like, she's, I think you should get extra training. It makes me more in love with you.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Exactly. And then they're making out like teenagers at some Hollywood restaurant with Michael Strahan at the next table. Get a room. What a creep. Bezos thinks he's so fucking hot. He's like, I'm going to make all the chicks in this whole restaurant flip their cushions. Mm.
Did anybody else feel like making out?
Wait, he was making out. And Strahan was there?
Yes, at the next table.
Oh, I swear to God, whoever's in charge of GMA better be pulling Strahan into the office going, you saw Bezos making out with another woman that wasn't his wife, and we lost the story to National Enquirer.
Yeah, I should have been like,
hey, couldn't help notice you guys Frenching over here.
I love it. You know, glad you guys are enjoying each other's mouths.
Fucking ridiculous.
My heart is growing so... My heart is growing just so I can have more room for you.
And she just forwards it to her friend. Like, listen to this shit.
Wait, is he talking about his dick or his heart here? It's bigger than it's ever been, and it's still swelling.
Dork.
Sorry.
Gross.
Go ahead.
But honestly, can you imagine writing that to someone? No, of course not. No one writes that stuff except for Bezos.
Yeah.
What a tool. And she just immediately sends it to her friend, like, oh, my God, look what the richest man in the world is sending me. Look at this. Oh, here's his dick. Look at this stupid topless selfie with steam.
What did Amazon stock do Friday? Was it affected by this?
I didn't even think about that. Market was pretty flat, I think.
I wouldn't be surprised if it dipped.
That company's pretty damn good.
Hi-Ed's been down, though. It's been down about 25% in the last 6 months.
Oh, yeah. It got whacked, got hammered in hard. December.
It was down a percent.
Oh, it was down a percent?
They quickly came out and said, Bezos is fine. He's still running everything. Don't worry about it.
Well, he should be hungrier because he's going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'd buy more. Taking selfies, topless selfies.
Sources close to the investigation say Sanchez sent the text to a friend who showed them off about a relationship with the world's richest man. And then that's when they get into the choir. Lauren's over the moon about the relationship, according to the source. The source has even seen the raunchier text messages, which the tabloid did not publish, but that include explicit selfies. Says, but Bezos has more to boast than his bank account. He's big, says the insider.
Is he stroking his dick? What could be more explicit than a dick pic?
I bet you it's really veiny. They called it Project Alexa at the Inquirer.
I don't know. You know what's weird?
We're following them around.
You know what's weird in this story? And I'm sure I'm just terribly naive, but Lauren Sanchez is married to this guy who sounds like a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
I was reading about him.
Yeah.
He's an agent. He has big clients, huge clients.
Eduardo, right? Eduardo Sanchez?
Yes.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
He does really well.
Yeah.
So Bezos, who is seriously the goofiest looking guy with a stupid head,
it's a weird
has
head.
$130 billion. He comes along, and the other guy is a pretty good looking guy. I mean, I'm not saying I want to be with him or anything. I'm just saying he looks like a Hollywood agent.
Yeah.
And Bezos? So Bezos's money is like his dick trumps this guy automatically just because he got so much more money?
Yeah.
How much money does this whore need?
As much as she can get.
A handsome man with a beautiful soul and a nicer penis.
You know, you look at the picture of Bezos and her, and that's her husband, right?
Who is slightly separated at birth with Willem Dafoe.
I was going to say he looks a little like Hugh Grant, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe and a Hugh Grant mix. I mean, and a little bit of Tony Robbins sprinkled in.
How many chicks do you know that would leave Hugh Grant for Bezos?
Well, he's loaded, although that guy's probably...
Is his money make him look that much better? I mean, are there literally, like, wallet goggles for chicks?
Yes. Yeah. A provider? I don't know why she would need a provider.
She has to fuck him. Doesn't she have to fuck him? He's got a lot of money, so he has to... I mean, if she doesn't fuck him, right? Or do they just...
You're mad at her for throwing away that relationship for that turd for Bezos?
Well, okay, first of all, Bezos, look at his head. Look at his mouth, his face. He looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's not worthy of having someone to fuck him. And I realize he's a multi-billionaire. Maybe he's a good guy.
Well, he was already kind of splitting with his wife anyway.
I guess that's true.
I
don't know.
Was she already splitting with that? With Willem Dafoe, Tony Robbins. Who was the third guy you separated birth with? Ex-husband?
Hugh Grant.
I mean, they were probably splitting anyway, too, I would think.
It sounded like he was surprised to find out.
Oh, really?
I think so. It sounded like. I don't know. They got two young. Riddance. They got two fairly young kids. I don't know. I just don't. You look at that picture and you go, well, surely she's with the guy on the left.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, don't assessment. You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's also...
I like turtles.
He's tall.
Her husband, yeah, her husband is like 6'2", maybe 6'1". Bezos looks like he's about 5'5".
Uh-huh.
Can you look up Bezos' height?
Got a weird eye.
Man, it's delightful to see how short Bezos is. I don't know why that makes me feel good, but it does.
If he came in here, you would tower over him.
He's 5'7".
I don't even think he's 5'7". Do you think he's 5'7"?
Oh, I saw a picture of him. He had heels on. I'm not joking.
I saw one, too. He's sitting,
really fashionable, and I'm like, that motherfucker's wearing heels.
Yeah, big heels. They're not little heels. They're big.
Yeah, that might be it right there where they're sitting there, Brandon. So you have heels on there?
No, Bezos.
I know.
But, I mean, her husband...
He's wearing fucking high heels.
He's a pretty respected guy in Hollywood. He represents Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
No, he's a Michelle big guy Williams. In Hollywood. This guy
Christian
has a lot
Bale?
Of dough.
These are big names.
I'm
Kevin
sure
Costner.
He makes giant money.
Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, Jared Leto, John Krasinski. These are big A-listers that
he
represents.
Bezos money.
And he doesn't have, yeah, you're right. He doesn't have Bezos.
Maybe
does
Bezos.
He get her off with his wallet? I mean, what's going on here?
Maybe he's a tender lover. She
he
likes
sounds
it.
Like it.
He would be a tender lover.
He has to be. He's Bezos.
You don't think he just rails on chicks?
Is she going to become Lauren Bezos? I mean, doesn't that sound stupid?
Yes, it does. You know what his real name used to be? Because he got adopted at age 4. He used to be Jorgensen. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's related to Al Jorgensen. Ministry.
That'd be so cool.
I respect him way more than going too. By Bezos.
You know the net worth of her husband?
What?
$440 million.
Yeah. What?
He is worth $500 million, but that's not enough.
Okay, so that's $70 billion. Bezos is worth 140 times.
Okay, if she wanted to leave her husband and have a little fling with Bezos, that'd be one thing. But marry Bezos? Is she really going to marry him? She's sending his dick pics around. Is this thing really going all the way?
Oh, boy, that's a great question.
I bet you she's just getting off on, look, I'm with Bezos. Here's his dick. Here's his topless selfie.
Well, now that
look at what he said to me. He wants to breathe me in and smell me.
Well, now that this has happened.
I mean, honestly, the fact that she is sending, if I were him, I'd fucking dump her in a second. I go, you cocksucking bitch. How dare you
do that?
Well,
that's what I was going to say. Now he's kind of free and clear. He can just bang. He can make love to whomever he wants because he doesn't bang.
He doesn't bang. No, he does not.
As long as he has a deep connection with them.
Look, oh, God, that last picture. Look how short he is. The one you just went back. That one. Look how short he is.
And he's got heels.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who's he? Who are you? Is that his
wife? That's Mackenzie. That's Mackenzie. And I think
what
she's
is she, 5'11?
Yeah, she's 5'10, 5'11.
She was out of his league.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Man, I got to buy a bigger house. I got to leverage every dollar I have to get hotter. I had no idea. Showing that you have money.
You need
money.
Your blood boy.
I need my blood boy too.
I think Jeff Bezos is going for the J.K. Simmons look.
Well, look at him there. He thinks he's so cool. What is he wearing?
It's a vest.
Vest.
Down but, vest. You know,
he can show off his guns.
He looks ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. He loves vests. Yes. Another picture with him in a vest.
He thinks he's cool in vests.
That is his look.
Paid someone about $20,000 to tell him he looks cool in vests.
that's a different vest there, too.
Cut out, Bezos. And aviator sunglasses.
I just feel a doorbell rings at the Bezos. Mackenzie goes, oh, this is another fucking vest.
From
the Amazon? The drone traps in his backyard.
His face is ridiculous.
He's got a weird eye, too.
Yeah, he's got
I would... I mean, can you imagine sending texts to a chick and you're crazy about her and she's sending them to her friends?
Oh, yeah.
And your dick?
Well, he probably likes that part.
I at least want approval of my dick pic before someone sends it to somebody else.
Well, I think he's probably sending his best dick pic that he could. So
I guess.
It's a given.
That seems like a pretty major violation to me. I don't really operate in the world of dick pics, but...
Wouldn't that dick pic float around like?
You know we're going to be seeing Bezos' dick, right? I mean, we're going to see it.
But amongst the captains of industry, like, do you think Gates of that picture has made it to Gates yet? I guarantee you Elon Musk has a copy of that picture by now.
Gates will spend the rest of his life trying to find a way to shrink Bezos' dick with some formula. Gates will be in laboratories all day.
You know that's happening. You know, Sergey Brin's seen that. Anytime there's going to be a meeting, they're just going to...
Well, yeah, because Gates just paid the Enquirer like $1 billion for a copy of it.
There's going to be a manila folder in the next meeting that just says, Little Bezos in quotes. And he's going to have to stare at it wondering, oh, God, is that picture in that folder? What great leverage power. Oh, it's such a weird story.
And her career, by the way...
That's the one with the lifts. We'll post that one with the high heels.
Oh, look at those. Look at that.
That's a 4-inch heel, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a pump.
And he's sitting on a really modern couch.
They must have told him dark colors make him look taller. Doesn't he wear dark a lot? He thinks he's pretty cool right there.
Yeah, he loves that picture.
It's just weird to think that you could lose 50% of your wealth and still be the wealthiest man.
Oh, or how about you get a divorce and you're now the richest woman in the world?
Yeah,
the fifth richest person in the world too. That's incredible. It is amazing the power of Amazon.
What was the previously biggest divorce?
Was it Jordan or no? Jordan's was pretty big.
You know, I remember Michael Douglas's was the biggest at one time, but that was a long time ago. Jordan's would have to be big.
I think it's Rupert Murdoch, right?
Is it?
Oh.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's with Mick Jagger's ex.
Here's the top 10 most expensive divorces in Hollywood.
Alrighty.
Let's see. Number 10 is Mel and Robin Gibson.
Really?
$425 million.
Oh, my gosh. I would have loved to have been in the negotiating rooms for that one. I'm sure Mel kept his cool the whole time.
Cut it out, Gibby.
Number 9 is Craig and Wendy McCall. $460 million. Number 8 is...
I despise you.
8 is Dmitry Ryabalov and Elena Ryabalov.
You need a fucking kick up the ass!
It's a Russian billionaire. That was $604 million. Number 7 is...
Cunt whore!
Stephen and Elaine Wynn.
Let me see. I can't see her.
Steve Wynn, by the way, another bizarre-looking guy.
Yeah.
He is.
He does look funny. That one's $741 million.
Oh, boy.
Number 6 is Adnan and Soraya
Khashoggi.
I will never forgive you!
Khashoggi.
Oh, she's gross. You never should have married her.
Harold Hamm and Sue Ann Arnold.
Who's that dude?
Continental Resources.
You.
$974 million divorce.
Jeez.
Number 4 is Bernie and Slavika Ecclestone.
Oh, yeah, and they got a daughter who's like a real rich bitch that I think bought the Spelling House and lives in this, and she's hot as shit, too.
Wait, is that the guy like 8 inches
yes.
shorter?
Yes, he is really, really small. Damn. And that was a $1.2 billion divorce.
Number is he the head of Formula One, or did he start Formula One?
I want to say he did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the guy. Wow.
Number 3 is Rupert and Anna Murdoch, $1.7 billion, the Fox Media mogul.
So are, like, young dicks lining up to try and get these women?
Sure.
Probably.
Of course. Huh. Number 2 is Alec and Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Oh, that's the Catwoman, isn't it?
Yeah.
$3.8 billion. And, yes, that's the Catwoman. You always see her online looking like a cat.
She did that. She did that to herself, didn't she? Didn't she have plastic surgery like that?
Oh, lots.
She looks lovely.
Yeah, almost four. She got $4 billion.
Who's a surgeon that agreed to do all that stuff? That's disgusting.
So up until
that could overcharge her.
So up until Bezos, this was the number one. $3.8 billion was the number one biggest. But now, Jeff McKenzie, Bezos, it could be as high as $68 billion. So there's a $64 billion discrepancy.
Nice going, Bezos.
Do you think she'll really get half?
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll get, she was there at the beginning.
Yep. Before he started, she went with
him. He knew her SAT score. He sounds weird.
I thought he met her at Amazon, but he knew her well before then.
Oh, yeah. She's one of the first employees. Louis C.K., meanwhile.
This chick's hot, by the way.
She is hot.
Quite a nut.
She's a celebrity chef who served time for stealing over $1 million from her investors. And her story is weird. In 2008, she accused her husband of kidnapping their kid, only to stay with him. And in 2013, he's managing her restaurants. And he, I guess, and her stole all this money. Well, somewhere in there, Louis C.K. nails her. Mm-hmm. Once! And gives her an STD. And somehow... How can they
prove it's him? Or how does she know?
I don't think they can. He doesn't seem to be acknowledged totally. But Louis's quote was, "I never told you I was clean." Our generation has this stuff. I wonder if anyone is clean nowadays. I love this line. "I still look back tenderly and happily on our time together," which was a one-night stand. "I told you I may or may not have given you this to you. I'm sorry if I did. If you gave it to me, it's okay."
You got hepatitis.
The other part about our generation has this stuff. Mm-hmm. Our generation has this stuff. The next generation will be inoculated and will have sex with electric glass penises and digital vaginas and look at software viruses instead.
Does she really want material?
It's a part of life.
She is
really hot.
She's very pretty.
This picture here. Oof.
Although her chicks get a lot less hot in jail. She's got a mugshot that's not as
really?
Hot. Yes.
She's got a cool green blob.
I saw her green blob.
Wait, that's not a bad mugshot.
Wait, let me see.
Up there, that's her mugshot. I mean, it's not great.
Yeah, she looks better in court.
I mean,
Wait, is that her in the bathing suit?
I don't think so. No. But what was the STD? Did they get specifics?
No, they did not.
Hmm. It's funny because, like, I see on social media, like we were talking about, a lot of the celebrities who are kind of righteous right now, and I see Jim Carrey all the time. Ugh, Jim Carrey, he posts his art, and his art is very critical of
Louis C.K.
Yep, Louis C.K., and then, of course, the Trump administration.
Sanders.
And yet here he is, all high and mighty, putting out these really deep paintings about his political perspective, yet he's out there giving STDs and...
To a girl who killed herself after he sicked his lawyer on it when she said she... He said, I'm sure they're friction bumps. I mean, that whole text exchange was, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And then when she says, no, I really did not have, I was tested, I have these STDs. And he said, well, you better talk to my lawyer. And that's like the end of Jim Carrey. And then she kills herself.
Yeah.
Then he says, I'll pay for her funeral. Then the family said, he didn't pay for her funeral.
What a dick.
I think they were suing him.
He's also guilty of a lame alias, too, when he got all his drugs.
Oh, what was it?
Arthur King.
That's right.
I mean, no way. It's no Ron Mexico.
I know that whole story was really disturbing because I always liked Jim Carrey.
Oh, I still like his acting. I think that show's great. Kidding.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
It's really good. Yeah.
I watched 2.5 episodes. I think I just wasn't really.
It's a dark comedy. But
I liked it okay.
I did see The Mask over the weekend. It was on. I don't know why. But that's when I loved Jim Carrey, when he was doing Cable Guy and Ace Ventura.
That was great.
The Mask. Wait, who's the comedian that killed himself in The Mask? Richard Jenny.
Yeah.
That was one of the things Richard Jenny was upset about, was that his career in movies didn't go further.
And then in Dumb and Dumber, you see...
Yeah, he was bummed about that.
In Dumb and Dumber, you see Charles Rocket, and he also committed suicide.
Oh, from SNL?
Yeah. The first person to ever say the F word on basic television.
Oh, there was a great F-bomb at the end of
the Rams game.
Yes. And I haven't seen that pop up anywhere online. Have you?
Really?
I did.
I know, and they acknowledged it right away.
So I hope that was bleeped. You'll have to bleep that. Yeah, it was Chris.
You just said it live, dude.
It was Chris Myers. Chris Myers was interviewing 12-year-old Jared Goff.
Chris Myers.
Huh?
The way he talks is ridiculous.
What do you mean? Tighten up your neck. I think he tightens up his neck when he talks. And he, by the way,
Chris Myers
and Jared Goff, both white men. Chris Myers is way darker. He's got the orangest tan, and Goff looks like a 12-year-old who's been inside playing video games.
Chris Myers and Jared Goff. Jared Goff
from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Off the F word.
At
the end of the football game.
I don't know why. I've seen Jared Goff a lot, but in that interview, maybe it's because he was Chris Myers. He looked like he was 12 years old.
I know. He looked ridiculous. And didn't he yell the F word at a teammate or something?
A teammate came in and yelled at him.
Oh, it was Tlaib. That's what it was.
Yeah. Great guy, too. Keep Tlaib. Nice quality, Brandon. I'm queuing it up. I'm patient.
Sorry.
There it is.
CJ did this week?
Take somebody's soul. He ain't taking no fucking soul out.
Keep Tlaib. He's alive, but he's a little excited.
Bleep that one.
Yeah, we'll bleep.
He's right, though. He's right.
You know what's funny about it? Akeem Tlaib walks into frame, and Chris Myers, his natural reaction is to turn and put the microphone right in his face.
Yeah, right as he says it.
CJ did this week.
Take somebody's soul. Right. He ain't taking no fucking soul out.
Akeem Tlaib, excuse the language. He's a little excited.
Bleep that one.
Yeah, we'll bleep.
He's right, though. He's right.
What did he say?
He's right, though. What did Tlaib say?
Yeah.
Oh, you're part of the TV. There's closed captions.
Oh, okay.
Keep it.
No, I had the option. Yeah, maybe should have thrown it. We'll see.
No, it worked out great.
It worked.
The running game, the offensive line set the tone from the start. Describe that. Was that the process going?
Yeah, it's incredible what they did today. I mean, we know this defense.
Is that Ryan Gosling playing quarterback?
What Todd and CJ did this week?
Yeah, his younger brother.
He's taking
Akeem,
no fucking soul out.
Akeem Tlaib, excuse the language. He's a little excited.
Bleep that one.
Yeah, we're
right,
live.
Though. He's right. But
we're live.
Yeah, we ran the ball well, man.
Said something about taking their soul. They're not going to take our soul.
Feel really good. Got a win here.
Is that what this game's all about? He does look like Ryan Gosling, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the only good post-game interviews are the ones where something crazy happens.
I know. They don't ever say anything.
No. Remember, the most infamous one is the whole Crabtree Richard Sherman one with Oh, yeah. And Erin Andrews did nothing there. She just,
here's how you am.
Final
you.
Play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
Is she not listening L-O-B. To anything he said?
L.O.B.
Who's
L.O.B.?
The fuck?
Are you serious? What are you talking
Where
about?
Where is Richard Sherman now, by the way?
San Francisco. He had a great year.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
He played really well.
Crabtree didn't have a bad year either. Did he?
No,
he was with the Ravens.
He did pretty well with the Ravens. They didn't have a lot of receiving threats, so he did well.
Let's take a look at the Celebrity Big Brother, which is coming to America.
Cannot wait.
Coming to America 2 is coming to America, by the way.
Love that movie.
With Eddie Murphy.
Love that movie.
Reprising his roles is coming to America to look for his lost son. As opposed
is Arsenio going to be in it?
Did he get his shots?
They didn't say. That was being asked a lot.
Is Louis going to be in it?
He had his passport.
Don't know.
Should we call Louis Anderson and see if he's going to be in coming to America 2?
He's coming to town this week. Celebrity Big Brother, ex-White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci.
The Mooch.
Blossom actor Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Controversial swimmer Rand Lochte.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Whoa.
I'm going to predict Lochte becomes friends with Joey Lawrence.
That seems like it would make sense.
Whoa.
Dina Lohan. Whoa. Mother of actress Lindsay Lohan.
Here's my prediction. First one gone.
Oh, Dean Lohan? Yeah, that would make sense.
Yep.
O.J. Simpson trial witness Cato Caled.
Cato will be friends with Joey Lawrence and Ryan Lochte.
You know there's going to be a scene where they ask Cato about O.J.
Oh, of course.
Whoa.
Former wrestler Natalie Eva Marie, singer and reality TV regular Tamar Braxton.
Oh, Lord.
Is that Tony Braxton's?
Yeah.
Brother?
She'll probably win. No, it's a way. Don't she only have sisters?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know. A singer in Real Housewives vet Candy Burris.
Cares. No one knows who that is.
Comedian Tom Green.
Whoa. Yes. Where's Tom Green been? I'm excited to see that.
He's going to be the evil dick of the...
Where is Tom Green?
I think he's going to come off the most likable. People, I don't know. I love Tom Green.
Lolo Jones.
Has he done anything? Has he ever done anything bad? That we know about Tom Green?
No, I don't think
he's
so.
Very likable.
Mean Girls movie co-star Jonathan Bennett. That's the guy that was hosting the Lohan Post show.
Are you kidding me?
No. He was in Mean Girls?
Yeah, he was the heartthrob. He was the main love.
Oh, what a turd.
He is a turd.
Lolo Jones is on there too. Great. Cool. We're going to have to hear about how she's a virgin.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, you don't remember that when she was in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah,
And then she went on a date with Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
Sue!
Hey, so we had a nice game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turned out, worked out pretty well.
Honestly, it's enough reason to root against the Rams.
How far are we, Brandon?
About an hour and a half.
Okay. Do you have your passport?
Did you get your shots?
Did you get your shots?
God,
do you want to come back with Rob?
Since we've talked about messed up celebrity relationships today, did you see what hat wearer Michael Lockwood said about his ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley?
I did not.
And I think he's talked about her drug use before.
Hat wearer.
Well, isn't that what he's really known
for? He likes a top hat.
He's wearing weird hats.
Yeah, and trying to take money off of her, trying to rip her off.
Yeah.
What did he say?
The L.A. Department of Children and Family Services had an investigation, and he told them that she was constantly popping pills and abusing cocaine, so much so that she would stay awake for 11 days in a row.
Duh.
Wow. I thought you couldn't live with it. Heath Richards said he stayed up 9 days in a row once.
But I think this is a lie because...
If that's true, I'm impressed with her. I would not think she would have the fortitude to be up for 11 days doing drugs.
Popping 80 opiate pills a day?
Wow.
So he claims.
She's awfully small to take 80 opiate pills a day.
And abusing cocaine. That's how she'd stay up for 11 days in a row.
80 opiate.
Now, here's why I don't...
Does he say what kind of pills?
Just says opiate pills.
There's no such thing as an opiate pill.
Well, all this guy knows is how to do is wear a hat, Drew.
I'm counting the hats. It's amazing how many different hats he has.
This is why I don't believe it, because according to the whole story.
How the fuck would you get 80 pills a day? That's like 2,240 pills a month.
Dr. Nick.
That's more than that. It's like 2,500 pills a month if it's a 31-day month.
She finally realized she was killing herself and decided that she didn't want to end up like her dad, and then just pretty much stopped taking them and was fine.
Oh, I'm sure she was. Yeah, I'm sure she was fine. It's after just taking 80 pills a day and just stopping. I'm sure she was fine.
She didn't go to a rehab, but 80 a day.
Go to a rehab.
And abusing cocaine and just like that, you're done.
I would think you'd be hospitalized for a while if you took 80 pills a day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How the fuck would you get 80 pills a day?
You don't. This is Lockwood lying about it. It's probably more like 8 a day, which is still a lot for her. And abusing cocaine.
I was reading about somebody, it might have been a pro football player now that I think about it, who took like, I want to say like 70, 80 pills
Favre.
A day.
Favre, the Viking. That's how many he took.
Was it that many?
Yeah.
I thought he was saying 25 a day or something.
Oh, I thought he was up to over 80.
Was it? Wow. Yeah. That's, where the fuck would you get 80 pills a day?
From the doctor of the team?
Oh, yeah. They would have access.
He'd take two months worth, and so he took 60 a day, I guess.
He said he was taking 15 Vicodins at a time,
but only, woo! But never on game day. Somebody said never.
Yeah, he did say that,
which is bullshit.
So that means that means he would be fetal with diarrhea every game day, and somehow he'd go out to play.
what a lie!
If he missed the whole season, I'd believe it.
If anything, he should have cranked it up on game day.
Yeah.
It kind of
did.
Honestly, the way he played, it kind of looked like he was on something half the time.
Played pretty crazy.
Never suffered any pain, ran around.
Yeah,
I like Favre, man.
Pretty cool. He's on Cameo.
Oh, he is?
He is on
Cameo.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of which, real quick, I do have three new cameos for you guys.
Oh, excellent. I'm not looking.
So pumped.
I will not look.
I went through the section of new. There's
one
about,
Trent Bolte.
There was about 50 people and three that I knew. Three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I want to guess how much they get paid. I'll
put it in this order. This guy first.
Hey, everyone. This is Brian. I've recorded a few of these. A few of these today.
Brian Austin Green.
Oh, I admit, it's a little odd. It's a little strange. I mean, what modern technology is amazing, but...
what?
It's a little weird. It's a little weird kind of shooting videos of yourself and...
Yeah, well,
this isn't.
Well, there's
this
airplanes
isn't
in the background.
Paid,
it's not what I do. Normally.
At least he knows it's dumb.
It's not what I do. It's not what I do normally. He's being a fucking snob about it. You're on Cameo, you asshole.
Nailing Megan.
Shut the fuck up.
Thought about doing. So,
you know, technology.
Yeah, well, shut
stuff.
Up because you're doing it. Said,
and aren't they bringing back 90210?
Cameo is really amazing.
Or don't you mean 90210?
Whoa.
Who has requested a video?
You're cashing the checks, asshole.
And,
oh my God!
Thank you to everyone. That,
I don't want any from him. But how much do you think for Brian Austin Green?
$40.
I bet you he thinks he's worth. Let's see, $150.
He is $150.
What? Whoa! I want to see his other ones. I want to see if he's still being a snob in his real ones.
Okay. Well, actually, he doesn't have any real ones. He only has intros, but he has a bunch. Oh, you know what? Never mind. There's a show more. Nope. Only the intros.
Okay, I'll let me watch another one.
Hey, Brian Austin Green here. You know me,
as
I'm honest.
Mr.
This
Megan
is,
Fox.
This is.
You say I'm honest?
This is weird, but,
what?
You know what? I get a lot of requests for videos, so,
fake!
Figured this might make it easier. All right, so.
Yeah, give me $150 to make them.
No, it's about the money. Shut up.
Yeah. That might be
fuck
the
you.
Worst
Let's
one.
See the middle one.
Yeah.
That was so dumb.
Hello, it's me, Brian. I am, I'm here at home, waiting for you to ask for videos.
God, this is
any
sad.
Video. I mean, not anything.
Boring.
Not crazy, but, you know.
Stop acting like you're too good for Cameo.
He's no Andy Dick.
So, send me what you got.
Okay.
What the hell is that? I want him off Cameo. I want the makers of Cameo to throw him off. He's not enthusiastic enough.
He should do each one with Brian's song in the background.
That'd be too creative for him, though.
He is clearly the biggest snob on Cameo as of now.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
Okay. Wait, who is that?
Who wants to go to a Super Bowl party?
Yikes.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one.
Hi, Dorit. Thank you for the question.
You know who that is?
Okay,
yeah.
So revisions
yeah.
are can be complicated.
Carney.
First of all, let's
start
with
Wilson.
The ulcer. Why do you have ulcers? Bleeding ulcers are usually caused from alcohol, smoking, excessive Advil.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Are you a doctor?
So, so she cares.
Whether you abused any
she
of the-
cares too much. She's the opposite of Brian Green.
Nancy. Fancy Nancy. Happy 70th birthday to you. I hope it's the best birthday ever.
Wait, she got a cameo and that you have Carney the time Wilson? Of
your life. Ugh. How much for Carney?
She's in Wilson Phillips.
50.
I'm going to say 100.
$35.
What? You.
35 you know what, though?
She needs volume. She needs the dough.
But she has some, and Brian Austin Green has zero, so he's clearly overpriced.
Yeah.
Mm. And then
can we see another one of Carney? Gosh, she looks big. Ooh.
She looks
a little big.
This message is for Clark, and I want you to know that I have had 14
you
years
need to
of
get up off your
sobriety,
fat ass and lose them that goddamn
and,
weight.
I struggle with it a lot too. There are days when I feel like I can't handle my feelings, and I need to just go out and drink something, smoke something, take something, just to alleviate those feelings. But you don't have to, okay?
It's all about you, sweetheart.
Day by day,
she even does them in the car.
Yo, Colorado, hold on for one more day. Do not miss DJ Rockstar Aaron and friends for the original Forbidden Bingo. How fun does that sound? And guess what?
Not much.
Who gives
all right, I'll
fuck?
See you guys there.
Oh, 75, baby.
$35.
You know, I was really on the fence about going to see DJ Rockstar Aaron. But then Carney Wilson recommended it, and I just had to go.
And then the highlight of today.
Oh, I'm excited.
Buried the lead.
Oh, sweet and hack.
Wait, is that who I think it is?
Oh, no.
Really?
Is that Tom Sizemore?
Yeah.
No! Tom Sizemore needs money this bad?
You sure? Okay.
He does now.
Hi.
You see what happened to him?
Hi, I'm Tom Sizemore, and
didn't somebody say he's on? I'm he's really into heroin and meth again or something?
He got arrested.
I'm really looking forward to. Wow, look at that! It's really bright out here. I didn't know it was so.
Is he wasted on this?
This one might be fun because.
I'm looking forward to.
I don't know if it's going to get fulfilled anytime soon, though.
All my fans and stuff. I'm working again a lot.
What's that noise?
We call it Mars. We have a Mars. Wait, we have a problem.
No, it's not about you.
January 24th.
Is that what the cameo asked for a plug?
It's a movie called El Coyote. And it's not about me. It's about a coyote. No, I'm kidding.
Did they ask him for a bio?
When the mob...
about you, sweetheart.
Oh, look at his eyes. Wow.
What the fuck was he talking about?
I'm looking forward to talking to my fans and see what's going on. And,
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
Oh, my
God. Just thinking.
Looked like a mess.
The labor you guys put in, all the you guys are so productive, so hardworking. I mean, I can barely move myself. Just thinking about the all the effort you guys put in there. But I want to thank you for the effort and for all your hard work, okay? And,
how much?
I gotta get going.
For Tom
okay.
Sizemore.
Tired me out.
Tom Sizemore.
$50. No, it's really strange because we know he got busted for what, heroin and what else?
You know, he had a buy. They said just drug possession. I don't know if they.
It's LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
Various illegal narcotics.
It sounded
very
bad. Yeah. It sounded like he's a fucking mess, yeah. And he looks
sad.
A mess.
He does. Yeah. And these cameos, his eyes are heavy.
Oh, my God, that one of the
he's had so
hideous.
Much trouble and so much help, and he just cannot stay.
And he was accused of molesting an 11-year-old.
What?
In the Me Too, yeah.
That's right. Is that where he went to the pot store and bought all the drug paraphernalia and left it? Didn't he have that guy go buy propane?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was Tom Sizemore, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
How much?
Okay, I'm gonna say he thinks he's worth $250.
$12.
You gonna say 12? Really?
No, 50.
$150.
Oh, that's why he has none.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's also 47 other new people on Cameo today that I don't know. So
let me see them. I'm just gonna see if we heard of it. You haven't heard of any of these people?
Well, I went through they have their initial. Hey, these are our brand new people, and I just didn't know any of them. It's a lot of YouTube stars.
That Brian Austin Green thing was hideous.
What an absolute asshole. He needs the money, but he's too good for Cameo.
You're right, Brandon. Those are mainly, like it says underneath them,
YouTube star, performance artist.
Where's the
YouTube stars? Probably get a zillion of these, don't they?
Where's Jake Paul?
I don't know.
Click on one of the big YouTube stars, Brandon. I just want to see if they have a million videos beneath them.
They probably know their value better than some of the other people.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's Kareem Jovian. He's a YouTube star.
Kareem!
He is also a singer-songwriter. Kareem! And for $15, you can get one. But
it doesn't have any.
Let's buy one.
Wait, but these are the new people. Here's another YouTube star.
Try one of the hot chicks.
Kim Ensign. She is a content creator on YouTube.
Or shut up.
Boring.
And she's only got an intro, too.
$10. Maybe she's too new.
Can we see her as stupid intro?
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, guys. So I've just finished filming a new video, and I couldn't think of a more perfect time for me to film my intro for my Cameo page.
Why? I am super excited from London.
I can now finally send you all personalized messages. Super excited to get started, and I cannot wait. See you guys soon.
Video.
Nobody cares.
Wow.
Whatever.
So yeah,
I thought these YouTube people would have a zillion of these.
Well,
she's the newest one. Go more towards Sizemore area, like when they joined.
Okay. Model.
Whoa, Adrienne Curry. Remember her?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was with the Brady kid, right?
Mike, isn't it Mike Lookinland?
Peter Brady.
Yeah.
Didn't we like her? Like, she's kind of rough, she was but okay. Overall,
she's all right.
She's raunchy. Yeah.
I
don't know why anyone would want a cameo from her.
Here wishing you a happy birthday. Just wanted to add that every time you turn on the news or you look at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I could pretty much sum up what almost 90% of people are saying with two things. F Trump, screw Trump. If you really think about the meaning behind these things,
these people
proclaim to hate him so much. Why do they want to do either? I wouldn't want to F Trump.
Oh, good one.
I don't even think his own wife wants to. I really think people need to rethink their position on this.
How much?
Happy birthday.
Word. $10.
$30. She was America's top model.
Adrienne, Adrienne, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they still married?
Oh, no.
They're not?
No. I heard her in an interview somewhere, and she's with the new dude.
Oh, really?
He's, like, not famous. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Whatever.
Oh, she has a hyphenated name now.
I can't believe anybody gives a shit about her anymore.
They don't.
Yeah, 30, I wouldn't think $30. So.
You know how many Twitter followers she has?
How many?
320,000.
Wow.
Adrienne Curry. But I see
she
her
probably
tweets.
Is more than Mike Lookinland.
Her tweets have less than 200 likes frequently. Oh, there's 43 likes. 65 likes, 513 likes, 118 likes, 77 likes.
Look at the YouTube.
I don't think she's very engaged with her Twitter audience.
I'm in the YouTube category right now.
Yeah?
And just check out how big it is, how many people there are. Hundreds. Yeah. Hundreds.
Those are the new celebrities.
They are. They're the new comedians.
They're not going away either,
are
they?
They're not funny.
I was listening to a couple of their podcasts
because
I was just curious, like, what are they doing in podcasting? You're in our world now. and they're doing very well. But I just wanted to hear the podcast, and I caught one on Friday just out of curiosity. I wasn't wanting to put it down or anything. And it was okay. The guy was okay. He had a guest who was a YouTube star and is now a stand-up.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't really funny. I mean, When you're a stand-up and you're on a show, I think you have a responsibility to be more funny.
Oh, my God.
I refuse to believe that there's not a good sense of humor amongst Gen Z. There's got to be a real edgy sense of humor somewhere.
Yeah, somebody who really is funny, not just at making kooky videos. I would think so, too.
This girl...
Of course there is.
This girl has one.
Who the fuck is this?
Her name is Side-Eye Chloe, and it's a meme. It was a family that was going to Disney World. The one sister was going crazy, and they panned it over to the other sister who's in her car seat, and she looks really weird, like, huh? What is she talking about? It's just a meme. Well, this girl has her own cameo. She's probably only 4 years old, and it's only $12, and she's got a million of them.
Oh, let's see one.
Hi,
Brian. Oh. It's good. We hope you like Jeff's class also. Are you like...
No, say, you also, clown. You a clown.
Can you redo it?
Yeah. Are you doing it, Mom, or is she doing it?
You need to get up off your fat ass and lose some of that goddamn weight.
I'm not going to play the other Propecia one.
So even memers now.
Oh, how stupid. Oh, my God, how stupid.
Hi, Marie. It's Chloe. Kate wanted me to tell you how to professionally do this.
Yes, Mom
side.
Blows the money.
So first, I gotta start monetizing my baby. Seriously,
I can't understand a word you're saying.
I gotta come up with a meme. I gotta come up with a YouTube channel. I can't believe I haven't already.
It's gotta be organic, Brandon. They'll know if it's not organic.
How old is this kid?
That's total bullshit. Side eye, Chloe. Shut up.
Get it out of here.
And she's getting fucking cameos.
Lots of them, but hey, she's only charging $12, and they're probably all going into her piggy bank.
Oh, that poor girl. Wait till she's not cute anymore.
Cameo, the gift that keeps giving.
Play Brian again, Brian Aston Green from 90210. He's such a dick.
And if you don't, thank you also. Happy 2019, bye.
Oops.
Hey everyone, this is Brian. I've recorded a few of these today. Gotta admit, it's a little odd. It's a little strange. Modern technology is amazing, but...
you said that with conviction.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird kind of shooting videos of yourself and...
Then don't do it.
I'm not... This isn't who I am. It's not what I do normally. Or I don't want to say it's not what I do, because I'm currently doing it now.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I would have ever
He's so
doing,
deep!
So. Oh, what a turd. What an asshole.
Oh, man. Just show your wife.
Yeah, get ready to not sell any cameos. Yeah, this guy does pull major hot chicks, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's been with Megan Fox for a while now.
Her weird thumbs.
Is he still with Megan Fox?
I think so.
Didn't she cheat on him or vice versa?
I heard something funky happened there.
They've been married since 2010. She's a hot piece of ace.
She's still hot?
I feel like weird thumbs.
Is she still hot?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Have you seen her in a movie recently?
No.
Not really. And what is he doing? Well, we know what he's doing. He's doing cameo. So that
I mean, honestly,
that
she's hot.
They don't ever have to work again if they, you know.
Not so fast.
Not
so fast.
To that point, I was amazed
that. Outlive your money.
I was amazed that Robert Blake had as much money as he did.
Not much. He lived in an apartment.
No, now, but I mean, when that incident happened, he wasn't in anything for 20 years, and he still lived in a $4 million house.
Yeah.
She's got three new movies coming out this year, so.
I mean, say what you want about Robert Blake. I think he invested well or didn't spend his money.
Yeah.
Because he had a lot of it. He was found guilty of a $30 million civil suit.
That was reduced to 15, and then they settled. Yeah. I don't know what, but he's in an apartment now that. Look,
that's nice.
Balake.
Yeah.
Where is Balake at? No Balake here today.
Did you hear him talk about decorating it? I thought he's.
Yeah.
Thought he had a really lucid thought about how to decorate. I'm going to cue that part up because
that was
the
most
interesting part.
2020 because I, you know, my gut reaction was he leaves for 5 minutes and she gets shot. Well, then of course he did it. How could anyone pick that small, a little tiny window to murder Bonnie Lee Bakley?
He didn't leave her. He was there. He didn't go back into that restaurant.
Well, there's debate about all of this. But the story that they did tell at the end, see, Kristen Brando, she claimed that that baby was Kristen Brando's baby.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to marry Kristen Brando. That's my guess.
Marlon's son?
Yeah.
Marlon's son.
It was a total load.
Who murdered someone already, by the way?
Yeah.
And said he wanted to murder her? He wanted to shoot her in the head?
Wasn't that 2 years before she was killed, though? And she was already married to him. It seemed like she was done with Kristen Brando.
There's a couple things. One is there was no gunpowder on Robert Blake's hands.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he pulled the trigger. I think he was there to make sure that the stuntman did it.
Well, did you catch the part at the end, though, where they put the same gun in the hand of this meth head transient guy who worked with Duffy, the guy that testified against Blake.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was interesting. I mean, they could not put the gun anywhere near Robert Blake, but they did put it in this guy's hand.
30 phone calls the day leading up.
30 phone calls.
To the stuntman. He had a phone card that he bought, so you wouldn't be able to trace it, but they got the phone records for that phone card. They had 30 phone calls between each other.
Oh, you mean Duffy?
Yeah, the two days prior to the murder. To which he said, I was trying to hire him because there was a mysterious pickup truck in front of my house. I was being stalked.
Well,
so you're gonna hide that, though? You're gonna
the
go
problem with
a routine
that,
to hide phone
that's
calls.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
The problem with that case is that she is such a beast, and she had so many people who despised her that I think that, I don't know, I would have thought the jury would have convicted him anyway, but they didn't.
Well, you had
but I thought 2020 was suggesting that it really wasn't him.
Yeah. Well, he definitely was suggesting that.
And it kind of sounded like Drew was leaning that way, too.
Oh, I was influenced by 2020.
Very similar to OJ.
No, it was not similar to OJ. It wasn't similar at all.
At the same time, approximately.
I thought, I have a hard time getting past the fact that he goes in to get his gun, of all things.
But she didn't.
And in that period, well, it wasn't
impossible. No one saw him.
But did you see the entrance? Did you see how that, where he was sitting?
An Italian restaurant? You tell me that wouldn't the maitre d' or the front desk wouldn't be there? Especially,
did you see where he was sitting, though?
Yes.
He was sitting right behind the...
That place was probably so busy. And they knew him. They knew who he was. He had a menu item. They would have said, hey, what'd you forget something, Bobby?
I don't know.
It just seemed all too convenient that, oh, it's crazy. Nobody saw him go back and get his quote.
You know what's weird about the plan of, I'll go back in the restaurant to get my gun, or I'll say I'm going back to the restaurant to get my gun, and you shoot her, or whatever, you know. It's such a horrible plan. It's almost like if I was his defense attorney, I'd say, that plan is so stupid. Robert Blake would never do that.
Well, you would if that was the plan where you conspired with someone to go back in, you have to make sure you're seen. You have to walk in going, has anyone seen my gun?
Except
I'm Robert Blake.
That's even more proof he didn't do it because he didn't make sure he was being seen.
Yeah,
he didn't know she was going to be killed.
No, because he never went back.
Because Brando did it.
Because he never went back. He never went back
why
in.
Why didn't he have gunpowder in his hands?
Why did he make... Because he didn't shoot it, but he was there.
Was his meth head have the gun?
Because he wanted to make sure it got done. Maybe he had his gun pointed at the meth head, kind of like Bob Bishara. He's like, do it. And the meth head's like,
Brando,
okay, I'll do
maybe it. Maybe Brando's guy took one shot and Blake's guy took the other shot. Maybe it was a simultaneous coincidence.
A double hit?
All I know is he does not want to go back to a cement box.
No.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
He never calls it a cell.
I know.
I think he likes the hook of the phrase cement box.
So dramatic.
Said it so many. He's very interesting, and there's parts of him that are oddly kind of likable, like why he doesn't work anymore.
He's very interesting, no doubt. He was a good actor. He really was.
That's the other fascinating point is he comes off these pretty successful movies and misses out on all these roles because he turns them down. They had a whole list of things he turned down.
Well, In Cold Blood was huge. And then he didn't work, I think, until Beretta.
Yeah. And they named like three movies that he missed out. The interesting thing about Bonnie Lee Bakley, too, which there could almost be a whole documentary on her. She was
I'm sure
married.
There is. There's got to be a bit.
She's some crazy nudes of her online.
She was married 9 times.
She's so gross. Her nudes are disgusting. How did she make any money selling nude pictures?
A lot of bush.
Well, that's how she got Kristen Brando. She kept sending nudes while he was in jail.
Here you go, Drew.
I can't.
Oh!
I know, that is...
What?
That's impossible. I don't think those shots are very flattering.
No.
The carpet does not match the drapes.
No.
Not even close. No. That's the worst nude I think I've seen.
I know, it's really
I wonder
bad.
If the carpet matches her pubes.
They had this whole sequence, too, about what a celebrity, a little star fucker she is and how she tried to get, she claimed Jerry Lee, she had Jerry
What's
Lee
What's the picture of the second last? Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
They claimed that, she tried to claim that she had Jerry Lee Lewis's baby, and yeah. Of course everyone laughed because they knew that.
What's that picture, Brandon?
They knew the killer was firing blanks, so he couldn't have a kid. So then she goes out to L.A. and they talk about all these guys, all these celebs that she was trying to get. And they showed a picture. I laughed out loud when I showed this, when they showed it. They showed a picture of her and Dean Martin.
Oh, yeah.
She and Dean Martin was maybe, what, 1 hour from dying?
Yeah.
About.
He looked. If that.
He looked dead, and she's just sitting there smiling like, I'd fuck this guy. It was so bad.
Yeah, she is a disaster.
This that helps an, him, though.
This is an ad that she put out in an old porn magazine. It's just her naked, and she says, I'm in a hurry to meet a man in desperate need to find someone.
She ran scams like that.
Yeah.
Like sugar daddy scams. And Blake, she was doing it while she was married to Blake, too.
She even says, so please, no matter what your age, call me.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Here's Blake talking about what he's doing now today.
Say, in jail, because I thought he was convicted.
Going to take a sentimental journey to relieve old memories.
After the civil trial, he ended up living in a simple two-bedroom apartment in the valley.
This I stole from Universal. I built that over there. All this I built. That doesn't mean it's anything fancy.
It cost him all of his money. He went into bankruptcy. I believe he lives off of his pension.
That's a nice place.
His life is a far cry from his glory days. Rosie was adopted by his older daughter, Delina, and her husband. She's 18 now and has been brought up out of the public
eye. I will say that about Blake. He genuinely loved that kid.
He still makes news.
Well, so he says.
Congratulations on the recent news of your marriage.
TMZ tried to interview him when he married an old girlfriend last year. They divorced after a year of marriage.
Counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam?
He hasn't worked as an actor in over 2 decades.
I'm compulsively creative. You can see this crazy house that I live in.
It's crazy.
Because I can't stand for 2 pieces of furniture to match or a fork and a spoon to match. I can't think for anything to match. I have to invent stuff. That's what I do. That's the only thing I'm good at.
He just writes crazy shit on the walls.
Everybody out there still knows me and still loves me.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. How are you doing?
How you been?
They might be in wheelchairs, but they're still my people. And I could go out there. I could go out there tomorrow. I get offers to go out and do plays. I can go out and do Captain Queeg anytime I want. It hurts.
Malake.
It hurts what happened to me.
He was innocent, and it is a tragedy. That his remarkable career and reputation have been ruined.
Ruined.
Even though he was acquitted, for many people,
he hasn't done anything wrong.
Guilt still hangs over him.
They got nothing on me past 92. Stop.
Experience belie who they really are. Who they really, really, under layer are. That little boy that went through all that stuff.
Gavin McLeod from Love Boat.
I know.
This is his only appearance in the whole 2 hours.
MGM and how he is today. I'm not giving up. I didn't stick a gun in my mouth. I'm not juicing. I ain't taking dope.
I'm not juicing.
You say, why don't you work? Because I'm half dead.
It's a real tragedy.
Accuse Robert Blake of juicing?
Not that I know of.
Tell if that's because of the way the world is.
He's a little soft shoe. Blake
is. He's got heels on too.
He looks cool in a sleeveless shirt. I mean, for an 85-year-old guy.
But he doesn't owe me anything.
Yeah, God knows that.
Because I've been paid in full 1,000 times over.
Yeah, for that not guilty.
If you live to be 1,000, you'll never beat anybody.
His first wife was hot, then he started shooting way too low.
Than me. Gonna take a
sentimental journey. Is that Stephen Stills in the background of that picture?
It was,
journey home.
Why does Stephen Stills look so bizarre in that picture?
Because Robert Blake's in it.
I guess so.
I live on another level.
I thought it was a lovely story when he talked about how they met. It was very romantic.
How he and...
Bonnie Lee Bakes.
Bakes.
How Bonnie Bakes met. Do you remember what he said?
I forgot.
Basically, they're at a jazz club, and he's like, and you know, I get stupid and lonely, so I want to have sex. It was a one-night stand, and he knocked her up.
Yeah, boy. How did he knock her up in a one-night stand?
Because he's Robert Blake, man. He's firing away.
Did you hear about the guy that died at the Packard plant?
Yeah, playing hide and seek.
What 21-year-old plays hide and seek at the Packard plant? Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds. Yeah.
He was on the 9th floor, and they think he ran into an elevator shaft and just dropped 9 stories, I guess. What
a terrible way to die.
No, it was horrible.
I mean, everything about it, playing hide and seek, being in the Packard plant, and then the actual act of falling down the shaft. It's just.
And then there's a couple other local things. Did you see the video of the guy in the road rage deal that punched the chick?
Yeah. Yeah.
He cut her off. She's doing like, what are you doing? Put her palms up or something. And so he drives up alongside and says, I'm not afraid to beat up a woman. She ends up driving home and she said
nothing back to that, which, yeah.
Well, regardless, she's driving home and she realizes he's following her. She pulls over and
why'd she pull over there?
I think she just wanted to say, look, what are you doing? And then he just went, whammo, sucker punched her. So,
by the way, this guy must be a puss because she popped up right back up.
Yeah, she did.
And they gave, she did an interview. It was either on 4 or 7.
Not a mark on her.
No, yep. No. So nice punch, pussy.
Did they get that guy? Did they find him?
I don't think so.
Well, they know what kind of car he was driving.
Yeah. Was it a Durango? Was it a red Durango?
Looked like a Durango, yeah.
Yeah. What a nut.
No more cars for you.
Yeah.
Too much for you. I mean, isn't that an obvious one? No more cars for you. You can't drive.
No.
It's too much for you.
And to get that pissed to where you follow someone? Like,
people do it all the time, though.
Don't you have other things to do?
I know. It's incredible.
If you're in a car, you're going somewhere. So just go there. You're not driving around for leisure.
Well, maybe that's the problem. He has nothing to do.
That's just amazing to me, though.
Loser.
The other cool local story is the Rochester High School teacher who was partying with her kids and...
Partying a storm.
Accused of having sex acts with one of the kids who was also in her special needs class.
Wasn't it two kids that
was
were...
Was it two?
I yeah, thought it was. I heard that.
She's 26.
Is she hot?
I don't think she would make the top nine.
She's not bad. I mean, she's not like...
The starting lineup that we ran through the other day.
Well, that was a tough starting lineup. Would she be on the bench even?
Yeah.
She'd be in AAA? Yeah, yeah.
She's not that bad. Both of them under 18, obviously.
AAA or AA?
Triple. She's not bad. She's not that bad, is she?
I'll show you.
See a picture?
I mean, I saw her standing up in court. She's okay.
I think she had a good mug
shot.
That's
her?
I think she had a good mug shot, but that's her.
I think I might go with AA.
Really?
Yeah. I was
Find another one.
First saw her, I thought maybe she could platoon and bat eighth or something.
Small sample size. Find another at bat.
Okay, that's her mugshot.
I don't know. I don't even know if she's in single A. Yeah. I might send her to rookie camp.
Rookie ball.
Maybe instructional league.
Yeah, no way.
No way. I think she'd be platooning an instructional ball. She's playing against lefties. That's it. Or long relief.
Wait, you didn't put the one about the one? Oh, boy, yeah, that's not a good one.
Let me say, wait.
That one's not a good one. Go up, though. I thought there was another one.
I'm not seeing it. I just don't see it.
There's a smile.
A little better.
I don't know why you pay her a big bonus or something. Why are you pushing her so hard?
I don't know. I don't want to be wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want her.
Rod Allen spoke to Michigan Matters. And I don't know. This story is just so incredibly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
How these guys let this happen, but he said they had a spat before the game over the chair. He said it was an embarrassing situation, a bad day, but I didn't choke him.
No one said that you choked him. They said you put him in a choke hold.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what he's saying, is that didn't happen. We weren't fighting.
Fake.
They were just pushing and shoving.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Apparently, the witnesses thought it was bad enough. They flew them home on separate flights from separate airlines in Chicago, or separate airports, I mean.
Yeah.
But that's all he said about it.
Yeah.
Still didn't get into the details. We don't know the meat and potatoes of what happened.
It sounds like it was about the chair.
He says he won't.
But that was before the game, I guess.
Yeah. Why won't he talk about it?
I think
chair.
It's got to be so embarrassing that the more you say, the worse it sounds, the dumber it sounds.
Why do an interview at all?
Because he just wants people to know that he's really smooth and everything's cool.
And yeah. He wants to broadcast again.
Yeah, he wants to work right. again. He knows he's got baggage now. He said he'll wait for this baggage to...
Whoever's going to hire him, they're going to watch Michigan Matters. They're not going to talk to his boss as to why he was fired.
I got to tell you, from what I hear, he
Hi,
was
Mario.
Not someone who was really well-liked by the crew. He was sort of a...
Yeah.
He yelled at me when he was doing games.
What?
Yeah, when we were broadcasting live from... I don't know. He was broadcasting live from Hockey Town. It was during the Tigers 2013 playoff run. And he yelled at me because I was singing Tupac. I was singing along to some Tupac song.
Oh, I'm kind of on his side.
And he got mad at me. He was like, what do you know about Tupac, huh? And I was like, sorry, man.
Was he serious?
Hi, Mario.
He acted serious. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
As soon as their broadcast ended, he like stood up and like bolted. And that's when I kind of came into contact with him.
Wait, he really?
Yeah.
He didn't like you singing along with Tupac?
No. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with singing along with Tupac?
No, I just don't think I don't know. It was a weird situation.
Rod Allen is a high standard for people covering Tupac, apparently.
It's very tenses.
It's quite tenses.
Wait, is there some explanation I don't have that I'm unclear on?
No. Mm-mm.
I mean, that's the extent of like our conversation,
really. Like if you heard someone singing the Beatles poorly.
Yeah, trust me. I was singing poorly, and I was probably singing incorrect lyrics.
Oh, it was a joke.
No, he wasn't happy. He was kind of a dick. He asked me, what the hell you know about Tupac? And then, like, stared at me and then kind of kept walking.
What? So you have to know everything about the artist before you can sing along with their music? I wasn't aware of that.
Odd's world.
I don't even know
That's really stupid.
Tupac.
That's weird. Good job getting yelled at. At least you didn't get choked. So that's a success.
What the fuck?
No shame in my game.
What is he talking? What the fuck? I want to think that he's kidding or something. There was 43 seconds of dead air in that game, by the way.
Yeah.
I think we were originally
told. Rod was checking his phone?
Probably.
So Mario didn't say anything?
Wish I really knew what happened here, because it really seemed like they had to fire both of them.
Yeah.
Because neither one of them's enormously popular. Mm-hmm. I don't think either one of them was enormously disliked, but it sounds like whoever's responsible for this, they had to get rid of.
Yeah.
There was tension for 16 years. Apparently, they never liked each other.
Never had dinner together after a game. Never hung out.
That's what I heard, is that the crew would frequently eat with Mario. That Mario was friends with virtually everyone on the crew, but he
Hi,
didn't
Mario.
Get along with Rod. So, I don't know. It sounds like he got kind of pimped, but I just don't know enough about it to say... that's a long, long time.
How long were they together?
16 years.
Could you imagine, like, you and Mike, you know, just hating each other outside? Just hating each other.
No, it would be... people do it, though. It seems like there's a lot of stories like that. I don't understand how people...
Was the Greenberg and Golic relationship like that?
That's a great question.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was. The rumor is not until the end when one wanted to move on to different things and the other's like, why? We got a good thing going here. And then it got a little.
Are the two doing now, Greenberg and Golic?
Well, Golic's still Mike on in the Mike. Morning with Trey Wingo.
Yeah.
And so it's Wingo and Golic, and sometimes Junior fills in or is on with them. And Greenberg's doing that like GMA version of SportsCenter, which is doing nothing. It's bad. It's not a good show.
Yeah, he's also.
How is the show with Golic going?
It, you know what? It's going. I run into it every once in a while I'm waiting for Lebatard to come on or something. And it's very sports intensive. Honestly, it's the same. It's just a different guy.
Mike Greenberg is doing a Good Morning America type show.
Yeah, it's a studio show.
I can't picture people wanting him for that kind of a show.
Remember, that's the show that Michelle Beadle was on and wasn't going to talk about NFL anymore, wasn't going to watch the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
So
I thought that was a sports
out.
Show.
It is, but it's like a Good Morning America version of sports.
Oh, okay, so it's a magazine-ish show
very bad, which I don't think the sports audience really wants
not
that
in the
kind
morning.
Of format.
Not in the morning, I wouldn't think so at all.
I don't know why there's not like a Good Morning America type show for dudes, for guys, but are guys just not watching TV in the morning? I don't know.
Get in trouble for the things. I don't know. When guys kind of venture off and try to do their own guy thing.
You know what, guys?
Oh, that's a weak excuse, though,
well,
isn't it?
Take look at Barstool. Use Barstool as an example right now. They kind of took the ESPN model, and they made it very guy-heavy, bro-like.
Which is brilliant.
And they're always under scrutiny of some kind. But,
but have they lost
them bigger?
Great.
Yeah, have they lost advertising?
They're doing pretty well.
You see, they shut down their comment section.
Yeah, they had to.
Barstool did?
Had to.
Why, was it like TMZ?
Yes.
I think it might have been worse than TMZ.
That's impossible.
Let's just say, there are a lot of N-words in their comment section.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you have the Portnoy video where he talks about
it? I'm stunned that people get off on saying things they shouldn't say in comments. How ridiculous is that?
I don't know. What a waste of time. But I guess maybe it just bothers people. Well, it bothered Portnoy enough to shut it down. Well, is it just a message?
That's what trolls do, though. They love bothering people. That makes them feel good.
Yeah, but who are you going to bother in the comment section of Barstool Sports?
I can't imagine. I mean,
who are you going to bother?
That's a rough crowd.
Who are you going to bother in the comment section of TMZ?
People get bothered in there.
Do they really?
They do. Yeah, it's incredibly stupid. It's like, what are you doing in here? And some of them know each other because they're in there all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't see a video of it, but he did address it. He pretty much just said, I've been noticing that N-bombs keep being thrown all over the comment section. I don't need this. This racist shit has to stop. We're shutting it down. You people are trash. And even though it's, quote-unquote stoolies, they're fans, I don't think it represents, the majority.
No.
So they're just getting rid of it. And you're right. The TMZ, you look at the thing that they picked up with us.
Trump. I hate Trump. I love Trump. I hate Trump. I love Trump. I hate Trump. It's like, the story's not even about him!
That's what happened with Spacey's brother when they picked up the story. I was looking at some of the comments, and some of it kind of just immediately went to right-wing versus left-wing.
No, it's really bizarre. There's some really...
Because Kevin Spacey's a liberal, this is Trump. Trump's America's doing this. Yeah, but all the left-wing liberals are doing this. And so it just turns into that.
No, there's...
How exhausting.
There are a lot of people who... I fail to understand this. They divide everyone up into they're either on the left or they're even on the right, and they root for people on either side, and they root against people on the other side, and rag on if you're on the right and someone on the left fucks up. Ah, ha, 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 ha. It's the other way around.
And the rest is the 80% exhausted majority.
I don't think normal people even comment in TMZ. You wouldn't be caught dead in there. You'd take one look and go, this is the biggest pile of trash I've ever seen.
Unless you're putting a drop, who would you rather nail on a squall?
That's true. I know. That was fun. How far in are we?
217.
All right, why don't we get out of here?
You got it.
Yeah, hot date?
This football game.
Yeah, it's actually pretty close.
It looks like a good game. The
Saints are coming back.
Eagles, sorry we don't have a final score.
Big Dick Nick.
Yeah.
God, is he good?
He is good. He's amazing, yeah. Foles.
Best backup in the league.
Next week will be New England, Kansas City. That should be, I like that
game. That's a fun matchup,
yeah. I'm excited to see Kansas City get that far.
And you gotta love Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Tigers draft
pick. That was a crappy field.
I know.
Terrible field. I mean, that was a terrible day to throw on, and he just did it, just got it done.
Yeah.
So, Trudy will be in tomorrow, and I'm trying to think if anything's going on this week special.
Yeah, lots of special things. We can't talk about it right now.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't even know what day of the
month. Hopefully you like us on Facebook. And you rate us on Facebook. I notice we have these binges where people just stop rating us. So if you haven't done it, it'd be really nice if you would do it on Facebook or on iTunes. And we're on all these platforms. So, God, did you see the list of the most popular platforms?
No. What is it?
Spotify? I'll show it to you. Spotify's in there. But,
iTunes.
Podcast Addict is up there. There were a couple. I'm like, what is
podcast
that?
Podcast Seller.
Yeah, I didn't even know what that was.
Podcast Addict or Podcast Seller.
Podcast Addict was very strong.
Are you saying the doctor was listening to a podcast?
iTunes was number one. Anyway, we're glad you listened anywhere, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, that highlight doll. That fucking highlight doll.